Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have an extremely important and informative broadcast lined up for you today on this Thursday edition, October 29th, 2009. We're going to have wide open phones on all the important life-changing, world-shaking geopolitical events that are happening right now. We've also got the Libertarian candidate for governor of Texas, who in several statewide polls, including one conducted by Texas Monthly, is neck and neck, literally tied with Rick Perry and with Kay Bailey Hutchinson, the senator. Of course, both Governor Rick Perry and U.S. Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson are both attendees of the Bilderberg Group. Perry's an attendee. Kay Bailey Hutchinson isn't just a Bilderberg member. She is on the North American Steering Committee. So she is a head honcho. So as much as I hate Rick Perry, and as bad as he is, I will vote for Deborah Medina. But if she gets knocked out of the race in the primary, well, obviously, we're going to find out in the primary who's going to win, but Perry could switch parties and run as an independent. So could Kay Bailey. Who knows what's going to happen if one of them gets knocked out in the primary? But if I had a choice, between Kay Bailey Hutchinson and Rick Perry, I don't believe in lesser of two evils, but I would be forced to vote for Rick Perry. It's hard to even say it. But the good news is that Deborah Medina is running as an independent, so you'll be able to vote for her either way. So don't let the media phrase this because she is an independent. You can vote for her regardless. So do not vote for either one of these people. And this is a race that has national implications because Perry's trying to frame himself, sell himself as somebody who wants to secede, have Texas secede, but it's all tongue-in-cheek, and boy, he doesn't like the federal government when he's a total globalist, expanded the size of government, supported forced injections of Gardasil that kills little girls and paralyzes others on record, supports NAFTA and GATT, supports the Trans-Texas Corridor. I mean, he is just a piece of work. But as bad as Rick Perry is, Kay Bailey Hutchinson is even worse. I mean, this is a top globalist. She's actually over the committee in the Senate running the chemtrail operations. I mean, this lady is right up there near the top of the pyramid. She is a high-level servant in the New World Order. The establishment really likes this former UT cheerleader. And then Rick Perry's a former cheerleader, and so is George W. Bush. Why are we ruled by a bunch of limp-wristed ninnies? I will never understand. Absolutely amazing. So I'm going to be supporting Deborah Medina. That is coming up. She'll be in studio in the last hour today. Steve Watson joins us from London, England, to give his take and breakdown on Europeans refusing the flu shot en masse and reports out of Germany, reports out of Sweden, reports out of a whole bunch of countries over there of deaths from the vaccine. Here, they're sweeping it under the rug, but there's a lot of people getting paralyzed or going into convulsions and a lot of evidence of deaths as well. We'll break that down, and I'll go into the latest on government-controlled health care, the banking takeover of every industry in the nation under the guise of banking reform. It is all coming up today. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are falloftherepublic.com, prisonplanet.tv, and infowars.net. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got Republican candidate for governor, Deborah Medina, joining us in the last hour of the broadcast today. But she really is a libertarian. I want to be clear, during the last segment I was calling her libertarian because that's what she is, like Ron Paul. I tend to call Ron Paul libertarian. People email me and say he's a Republican. It doesn't matter which party you run in to use their machinery. If you have a good voting record, or if you have a track record of being pro-Constitution. And she's neck and neck in two major statewide polls, neck and neck, tied with Rick Perry and Kay Bailey Hutchinson. So that is coming up today. Very excited about that. We all need to get behind her in this primary. I hope that she switches to an independent and still tries to run, but I have to look at the state rules on that. But we've got to fight during this upcoming Republican primary to get her in. And again, this race will have national implications because both Rick Perry and Kay Bailey Hutchinson are Bilderberg attendees. But Kay Bailey is even worse. She is a Bilderberg steering committee member. And she, of course, is a U.S. senator in the Republican Party. Rick Perry is the current sitting governor who would have lost the last election. It was a four-way race, so it got split with a bunch of independents running, and Rick Perry obviously won again. So that is coming up today. Steve Watson will join us from Prison Planet, from London, England, coming up in an hour and a half to break down the European response to the swine flu inoculations. France and other nations have tried to make it mandatory, but they're having a huge rebellion, with major polls showing that over 70% of Europeans are refusing. Deaths are being reported in association with the swine flu inoculations, both nasal and injectable, in the European continent right now. We'll be breaking that down in the second half of the next hour. I have several extremely important stacks of news here that I want to go over today. This morning, while I was preparing for the radio show, I was flipping back and forth between Fox, CNN, MSNBC, and CNBC, and I had a chance to watch about 20 minutes of a House Banking Committee hearing with Timothy Geithner, the Secretary of the Treasury. And even the Democratic chairman of this particular committee was making the point that the bill gives unlimited dictatorial power to the Treasury and to executive branch regulatory agencies, and fully transfer the remaining power that the House of Representatives and the Senate, the Congress, has over banking. And here was Geithner, the individual who was the chairman of the New York Fed, the most powerful branch of the Fed, it calls the shots, who helped engineer, himself a former Goldman Sachs operative, with the current private Federal Reserve head, who also is connected to Goldman Sachs, with the last Treasury Secretary, Henry Paulson, who was also the head of Goldman Sachs. And these are the individuals, Larry Summers running the whole show from the Obama White House, calling all the shots, who's a former Goldman Sachs operative, Robert Rubin, Goldman Sachs, Bloomberg, Goldman Sachs, I mean, just the who's who. Goldman Sachs is a criminal organization that has hijacked this nation with the private Federal Reserve in huge conflicts of interest, giving AIG over $200 million, much of it paid to Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs, the number one recipient of the AIG money. AIG was just the holding company, the insurance company that doled out the bailout money. And to just see the culprits from beginning to end, the authors of removing the Glass-Steagall Act in 99, the authors of the runaway derivatives. I mean, forget capital requirements of 8 to 9 fractional reserve banking, where for every dollar a bank has, it loans out, depending on the bank, 8 to 10 times. Pre-1999, you could only leverage 10 times. And that was frowned on. You're supposed to keep it at 8 times. And you could, of course, take over the planet by being able to do that. Only select banks were really allowed to get away with that. But in 99, they just said, well, we're going to allow select banks and brokerage firms to loan out unlimited amounts. The sky's the limit. You want to loan out 50 to 1, 100 to 1, 200 to 1, some 300 to 1, trading an encyclopedia of different fraudulent paper interest and instruments with nothing backing them but the foolish taxpayer. The dumbed-down taxpayer. That's it. And I just can't watch these hearings. It is too much. In fact, I want to remind the guys to tape C-SPAN. I know that'll re-air today. Geithner's testimony. Because even the chairman of the committee, who's a Democrat, said, well, this gives you unlimited power. And you are the guys that did all of this. And he said, I'm not afraid of you and Obama. I'm a Democrat. But what about people in the future with this unlimited power? And what about Congress giving up its control over the issuance of currency and credit in the Constitution? And Geithner just said, that's the way it is if you don't want to have more disasters like we saw last year. So in the name of stopping the derivatives, we give the very crew of criminals that engineered the crisis to their gain. It wasn't an accident. Unlimited power, and I can read the legislation. We've been talking about it now for 9 months. It's in the Obama deception. It's in Fall of the Republic. We talk about the very legislation that's about to be passed. And we understand what it does. And it allows every financial institution, any company that has any stock, any company that has bank loans, basically even restaurants, department stores, hot dog stands. I made that point, and Judge Napolitano months later picked up on that term. To his credit, the only national TV host to even discuss these things. The point is, it's not just me saying this. Napolitano's read the bill and has the same breakdown. It's one thing to know they're going to try to pass it. It's another thing to see them on the verge of it and to even witness congressional hearings where it's admitted. But then the chairman said, well, I'm going to go ahead and probably support this. To watch the Democrats and Republicans just go along with it, it's just really hard to deal with mentally, intellectually. So we're going to cover that. They've also finally unveiled what they say is the final version of the healthcare bill, the government takeover of healthcare. And for the last year, we've heard, oh, you can read the bill, you can see the bill. And there's been five different versions and committees bounced around, several other subversions. All of them have the same crap in them. And every time we point it out, they say, oh, well, you don't have the final bill yet. And now we got the final bill this morning. And I was watching about 10 minutes of Pelosi's disgusting press conference. All of it was a lie. They had the Democratic House minority leader. He got up after Pelosi and he said, we'll try to pull it up on YouTube later. I'm sure somebody's going to post it. He got up and he said, every constituent I've talked to has agreed we've got to have health care reform. That is a complete lie. And you heard a sigh from the reporters. I mean, you could hear a, huh? Everyone agrees with it. And next he's going to tell us the moon is made out of cheese. There are an index of different polls out there. Some are twisted, some are distorted. But the majority of trustworthy polling agencies that actually ask fair questions about government health care, around 42-43% do support socialist health care and what they think is going to be a freebie. Over 50% in every major poll I've seen do not like it. And those numbers are sliding. You can find polls where 60%+, 65%+ are against it. And the White House has admitted, and Pelosi's admitted, time is running out for them. Because every week they lose a couple more poll points. It was 50-50 6 months ago. They are losing poll points every week as people learn more about the legislation. They've passed the hate crimes bill to federalize local police. Has nothing to do with poor gay people being beat up by rednecks. Or that poor black man being drugged to death. Those guys that killed that guy in Jasper were given the stinking death penalty, and they should have been. But the media never says that. They say, oh, we need a federal crime so this doesn't happen again. As if, it's just crazy, as if they could be given more than the death penalty. I mean, but the media never says they were given the death penalty. They say, these guys drugged this black man to death, and we've got to stop it. You got to stop it. They're scheduled, one of them's scheduled to be executed next year. That's pretty speedy execution. I mean, what more do you want? They're going to strap him down in a gurney and stick an IV in his arm and pump poison into him like you kill a dog. Okay, those guys are on death row, ladies and gentlemen. But every time you see the mainstream media talk about the case, they never mention the death row, do they? They say, we've got to have more legislation. Hey, if white guys drag a white guy to death, death penalty. If black guys drag a white guy to death, death penalty. If Hispanics drag a Hispanic to death, death penalty. If Hispanics drag a white guy to death, death penalty. If white guys drag Hispanic to death, death penalty. Death penalty. It's equal protection, equal prosecution under the law. Equal penalties. It's in the Declaration of Independence. That's why we had the war. They mention the unequal application of justice in there. It's one of the main planks of this country that this not be done. It is the Soviet Union, on the other hand, in 1920, implemented this system. Okay, I'm going to give you some of the other news. Very important. Break it all down today. Over in England, this guy's house was being robbed, so he stabbed one of the attackers. He's been charged with murder.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume, mouthwash, glues, air fresheners, pesticides. Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin, according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain.
We're going to open the phones up throughout the full broadcast today on this Thursday edition. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Here's the bottom line. The globalist takeover is happening now. The open world government is being announced now. The carbon tax on a planetary scale is being passed by nation states in Europe, in Asia, in Latin America, in the United States, simultaneously to comply with the Copenhagen Treaty that they're set to try to implement in December. The U.S. Senate is set to vote on this in the next month. The Senate leadership and the House leadership believe that they're going to get it passed by early December. We are facing that. We are facing the global regulatory takeover by the very banks that created last year's crisis and panicked governments into giving them more than $50 trillion. 2.5 months ago, the feds released the latest number of $23.7 trillion since October of last year. 10 months in, it was 23.7. We should have gotten numbers in the last 3 weeks. At the growth trend, it should be over $28 trillion in the U.S. alone stolen from taxpayers. Now the very banks, 50-plus trillion worldwide stolen, openly are writing legislation that's almost identical in Europe, England, the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, to give a private consortium of banks unlimited power over small banks, brokerage firms, credit unions, and other financial institutions, and any companies that issue public offerings, any companies that have loans, to give a private consortium of regulators that control the regulation system total control to take over who they want, to have unfair rules that give them more of an advantage to further vertically integrate the economy and create an oligopoly worldwide of banking power. They already have the power, select groups, to issue currency and credit. That's not enough. Now they want to force you to sell your property, your ranch, your farm with environmental rules and financial regulatory rules. They are fully taking over the planet. They've used globalism to deindustrialize the West, to bankrupt our economies and make individuals and communities dependent on government. Only select corporations that are allied with the government and the Fortune 100 are able to get loans. Anyone else who doesn't fall under that are regulated out of existence. It's all happening now. The takeover of the net. Major organizations, major think tanks are reporting right now that global governance is being established over the internet. The Heritage Foundation has the headline today, "Ceding the Internet to Global Governance." That is a quote from the announced United Nations steps taken under the Obama administration to embrace a new era of engagement and global governance over the internet through international treaties. And the federal government has handed control of ICANN, the quote, private consortium that controls the issuance of domain names and registration control, which is the web itself, which is the directory, to the UN. It's all happening. So the financial takeover, the environmental takeover, the taxation takeover, the takeover of private property under different environmental rules and premises ID, animal ID, the takeover of healthcare, so eugenics and forced euthanasia can be carried out, and government-sponsored abortion and infanticide. The takeover of local police through the hate crimes legislation and the Homeland Security NORTHCOM Anti-Terror Threat Fusion Integration Center Directorate. The takeover of education with Head Start and other programs standardizing the schooling under the UN treaty with UNESCO. All the major federal governments are taking direct orders from the UN. The UN itself created by the military-industrial complex in San Francisco, California in 1945. A purely private organization, just like the World Trade Organization is a private organization. And Congress in the last 12 years has handed over its full authority over trade to the World Trade Organization. This is a complete hijacking of the governments of the world by private offshore corporations to then raise taxes and rob the population to transfer that wealth to them. And it's all happening now. I'll break down what's really happening with the final health care bill they finally unveiled today. We will break down the environmental carbon tax takeover and, most importantly, the banking dictatorship takeover that's happening right now, and break down all the police state news, the stock market news, and take your phone calls. Vitally important transmission today.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to ENERFOOD.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. We're live here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Time, Eastern Time. That's 12 noon to 4 p.m. We're also live here Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time, 5 to 7 Eastern, with an abbreviated Sunday live broadcast. All right, I want to go over self-defense news as well. That's in my stack. There are horrified news reports out of Chicago, San Francisco, and other cities across the country I've seen in the last 3 days, where they're reporting that not only are the record gun sales continuing now for more than a year, since it was apparent that Obama was going to become president in the election when he went ahead of McCain in the polls, but it is record sales, more than doubling previous records, of women going out and buying firearms through the NICS system, the FBI registration system. We know this. And they're more than doubling, the Associated Press is reporting, the number of concealed carry permits they're getting. Women are finally figuring it out. It's their job to protect themselves. The police can't do it. And it's not their responsibility under statute. They're to respond after a crime. The average 911 call time is 12 minutes, according to the FBI. 12 minutes. There's also a report from colleges across the country where people are robbing and stealing and mugging college students. So they're all going out and getting armed. And the people are learning that it's their responsibility to defend themselves. But first, I want to go over what's really happening with the health care bill, what's happening with the cap and trade bill, the banking takeover bill, in the name of stopping all the corruption. It's being written by the very people that engineered the current economic crises to consolidate power. We're going to break it all down today and take your phone call. Steve Watson joins us in 1 hour to look at Europe's rebellion against the flu shot and all the reports of deaths and people being paralyzed or having neurological problems, Guillain-Barré type syndromes. There's a whole list of them with the shot that's also coming out in the news here in the United States. And then we have Republican Party candidate for governor who's neck and neck in every major poll I've seen against Rick Perry and Kay Bailey Hutchinson in the Republican primary for governor. She is a libertarian patriot, and that's who I'm supporting. And this race has national implications. That's in the last hour. She'll be in studio with us today. At least Rob Deuce set that up last week, but he just got back after a five-day, six-day trip in Canada and Detroit for Fall of the Republic 2. And so he had it set up, but he is not in today, but we think she's showing up for that. So that's good news. Now, in the next 5 minutes before I get into the rest of the news, I wanted to have for 5 minutes one of our sponsors up, SupernaturalSilver.com, a breakthrough in colloidal silver technology, because I don't pretend to be a medical doctor, but I've read a lot of literature and studies, and I know what the old-timers knew, that silver was one of the most powerful antibiotics and antivirals. Antibiotics aren't antiviral, and antivirals aren't antibacterial. Antibiotics only go after bacteria. And every medical doctor we've had on, Sherry Tenpenny, you name it, have said that vitamin D, sunshine, lots of rest, vitamin C, not just washing your hands, because most people get the flu by inhaling it into their nasal cavity, people sneezing or breathing it on you, tiny particulates of saliva or nasal fluid, plasma floats around in the air. Even if you're just breathing, you're exhaling it, and that's how you get it. And you can find out more at SupernaturalSilver.com with the studies and reports they've got there about what high-quality colloidal silver can do for you. This silver compound is a breakthrough and is trademarked and patented. So I wanted to get Keith Moeller, managing director of the company that puts out Supernatural Silver, on the air for a few minutes to tell you about it. What will we find out, Keith, when we go to SupernaturalSilver.com?
Well, what you're going to find out is that we are an incredibly science-based silver product. We have more science than probably any other supplement out there. We have more than 200 major studies from more than 60 different institutions. Like, we have work against H5N1 bird flu, the most deadly virus I know of, showing that prophylactic use, 7 days of using it before they got a mortal dose, increased their survival rate by 100%. That was done by a U.S. NIH antiviral lab. We also have numerous other studies from, like, William Beaumont Army Med, which used it for wound care and leishmaniasis, to Illinois Institute of Technology that tested directly on anthrax.
Well, that's why I wanted to get you on, because hundreds of government and university studies and medical center studies you've got show this. You would think with antibiotics not working on flesh-eating bacteria, you would think with all the flu and all the superbugs that the media would want to tell you about this, but Big Pharma has trouble patenting this, so they don't like it, and so they try to intimidate people from even discussing this. No pun intended. The medical doctors we've interviewed don't say it's a silver bullet, but they say it's the closest thing you're going to get. Silver is the closest thing you're going to get to a silver bullet, hence the word silver bullet. That's why the old-timers, you know, had that saying. This is a massive cover-up.
One of the most interesting things that's happened to me in the last 2 weeks is we just sold 6,000 tubes of the gel to one of the top U.S. security national testing labs in the U.S., and they bought it for all their employees. They said they were going to use it as a hand sanitizer. we specifically do not have that approval yet from the government, but they don't care. That's what they bought it for, because they had a four-hour kill time on pathogens once they had it on their hands.
By the way, that's another subject. We had a listener call in a month ago or 3 weeks ago and say that this deadly poison, and she listed it, was being given to school children to put on their hands when it's only for cleaning stainless steel and you're not supposed to touch it. And then we even got the document and ended up being in the news that the school was doing this, because listeners heard it on the show and investigated. So instead, they're giving people deadly hand sanitizers to put on their hands instead of silver.
Yeah, I mean, most of those hand sanitizers are almost pure alcohol, and they'll flame if you go by a fire. You wouldn't want to do that, besides the fact that they only work right for that second. Once it's gone, it's gone. And I think one of the reasons why they've been picking up the gel is because it continues to work for 4 hours. It makes the hands really soft. It makes it really nice. We designed it for major wound care and actually got it approved by the FDA to kill things like staph infections in wounds.
So you guys are a big company. You actually are going out and getting FDA approval.
Yeah, we actually have one FDA approval now for major wound care. We have a second one that we're waiting for right now, which will give us direct claims on killing MRSA and VRE. We have a number of EPA approvals already as a hard surface disinfectant with a toxicity rating of 12,500,000 gallons, which means we can disinfect the hospital with zero toxicity, basically.
And now, sir, explain to people why your product's different, because it's so miniaturized. Why is it important to get the silver molecules as small as possible?
Well, it isn't even that. What we did was we created a whole new silver technology. That technology, old silver works because it's missing an electron. Almost all the colloidals and the ionics are missing an electron, so it wants it back. So it steals it from a bacteria or a virus. Ours,
and it basically, in layman's terms, it blows holes in them. It's like a rail gun. It just blasts them.
It's a single-shot gun. It'll shoot one hole in it. Ours, on the other hand, was missing 8 electrons, which means we could blow 8 holes in it with the same particle. The
wow.
other thing we did was we embed it with a resonant frequency that's the same as ultraviolet light, which means we can kill bacteria we don't even touch. We have one of the tests we gave to the FDA was where we went head-to-head with a pharma product that had 300 times more silver in it. And we killed all the bacteria in a half hour. It took them with 300 times more silver.
Put that in layman's terms. This has a charge then.
Yeah. What happened was it took them over 5 hours with 10,000 parts per million silver. We did it in a half hour with 32 parts per million silver. So
now, again, I'm ignorant. I mean, how do you give it a charge? How do you give it a resonant frequency?
Well, it takes us about 30 hours and about 80,000 volts. And in this process, basically, we supercharge it with this frequency, which means it puts out energy. And the energy that's embedded in this thing comes out in a wave. And when it hits a bacteria, in simplistic form, it's like this thing, this little particle has a flashlight. And anything this light hits is gone. But it won't hurt human cells. We have more than 20 studies showing that it won't hurt humans. It won't hurt human tissue. We have long-term, like, HIV studies and things that will blow your mind. We have one test series that where they gave 4 ounces a day to people with full-blown AIDS. They gave 2 ounces a day, every day for 4 months. What they found in that study, and it was independent study, we didn't do it, a peer-reviewed medical study, but what they found was we could rebuild the entire immune system of those AIDS patients. They had a 40% increase in their T lymphocyte count, got their ability to eat back, gained an average of 17 pounds in 4 months, and were deemed as being perfectly fit and healthy.
Unbelievable. Well, listen, we're out of time, but I hope people visit SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and check out all the great line of products. And Keith Muller, we really appreciate what you and your team are doing. Is there a number people can call if they want to?
I think that if they go to SupernaturalSilver.com, they can get into the reports. There's lots. I mean, there's more than they want to read, but they have stuff on water purification. They have all of that, and I think that if they go to that website, they can get all their questions answered and see all the information.
They all right.
Back to our information websites, which allows them into all the studies.
All right, supernaturalsilver.com. I hope folks check it out and get it. Thank you so much, Keith.
Have a good day.
You bet. Take care. By the way, Keith was supposed to be on for 5 minutes. I had him on for 12 minutes because I'm really interested in this. I mean, that is incredibly important information. And I've been into their site and read a lot of the studies and went and looked them up for myself. It's incredible that the government and the media, the medical media, knows this, but they don't have this guy on 60 Minutes. And so that's why Supernatural Silver is so important. Wow. Okay, look, I've got all this news. I want to go to your calls. I got hung up talking about charged silver, but it is important. Just incredible how much information they suppress. Think of how many other treatments and cures for other diseases and ailments they have. Think about what they're suppressing, all the technologies they're suppressing. All the technologies the establishment has been caught suppressing and keeping for themselves. It just is mind-blowing when you come to grips with that. Okay. I want to start with the financial takeover. There are several different pieces of legislation that are being proposed by the White House and the Treasury Department. It was the very bankers, Geithner, Paulson, Bernanke, Greenspan, that I mentioned Summers, who changed Glass-Steagall so they could carry out this derivatives fraud. Just make up tens of trillions of derivatives paper, certify that it's valuable, and sell it to morons. And then use the assets they got from the sale to buy real assets. That's what they did. Just total fraud. Now they're telling everybody, oh, we're going to have another financial disaster and more problems if you don't give the Treasury Department and their regulators unlimited power outside of Congress over all financial activity in the country, down to restaurants, you name it, everything. But it's more than that. The legislation gives the private Federal Reserve, completely private, a holding company for a handful of private banks. They're very secretive about that. Never been an audit, but we know who they are. J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, Bank of England and its shareholders, Wells Fargo, Citibank, Bundesbank. It gives them unlimited power, and there was Geithner this morning admitting it, to take over other banks, insurance companies, brokerage firms, credit unions, and other financial institutions, and any sector of the economy that they say it's vital for them to take over for the national security. And there's no judge or jury. There was Geithner admitting to Congress, yes, this will give us the power to seize any bank, any institution, any group, and put taxes arbitrarily. They admitted. They said, this allows you to arbitrarily tax companies. And he said, yes. So a direct tax of the bankers. And then on top of this new bank of the world they're ceding power to be built around the IMF, you will pay your carbon tax to it. You will pay a Tobin money transfer and stock tax. But it is to be put on as a penalty to any bank or institution that doesn't follow their orders. So it gives the private banking cartels, and this is all in the legislation, many articles have been written on it, but they're now trying to pass it. I told you a year ago when Obama got elected, we're right at a year next week, that the key was not just going to be carbon tax or open borders, or gun control, or taking over private property, or taking over health care. The key is the private Federal Reserve, Bank of England system, is going to go planet-wide and take over, set global tax rates, interest rates, currency rates, and then be able to insider trade and use their insider control and insider power to tax to destroy all of their competition. You think there's a monopoly of these bastards now? They're just getting started. This is a, by order of magnitude, a quantum leap, a transformation of their power, an explosive quantum leap. And here's an article in the Times of London yesterday, October 28th, where England passed similar laws 5 years ago for private institutions, the exchequer that's government but tied into the Bank of England, and then now they've ceded the power to all local councils and local governments. Headline, councils get Al Capone power to seize assets over minor offenses using banking laws, draconian police powers designed to deprive crime barons of luxury lifestyles are being extended to councils and agencies and private corporations to use against the public. So they're going to give private corporations the power to just, without judge or jury, take everything you got with their own private armed mercs.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 hertz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OxySilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll-free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
We're going to start simulcasting the radio show via television at PrismPlanet.tv. At the bottom of the next hour when Steve Watson joins us on the flu. I'm going to continue with the most important news that affects every man, woman, and child on this planet, not just the U.S. And then we're going to go to your call starting at the 8 after. Barney, Carl, Shelley, James, Sean, and others. Now, this is just one article, and similar things are now being passed in the U.S., and this allows the private Federal Reserve to create any designate regulatory system to cede power to private corporations, to allow these private corporations to be armed, to allow them to come and transport you to a private prison. This is completely outside the courts. This is absolute tyranny, worse than the Soviet Union. At least there they had some kangaroo systems. You understand, they're trailblazing new forms of corruption. And the police are very, very greedy and jealous over this. The British police are in here saying, well, how can local corporations find people and seize accounts and have people arrested? You know, we were all for getting rid of juries and for us being able to shake everybody down. But what is this? And the article says to stop crime barons. That's who runs England. What do you think the Queen is? Some hereditary dictator with a crown on her head. To let all the other monkeys know she's the head rat. Council gets Al Capone power to seize assets over minor offenses. Times of London. Draconian police powers designed to deprive crime barons of luxury lifestyles. They always advertised it. Oh, we're going to get rid of all checks and balances to stop rich crooks. Yeah, sure. And we're in Afghanistan to stop the opium. That's why it's 12-fold, and the CIA now admits they're growing and all and shipping it out. Draconian police powers designed to deprive crime barons of luxury lifestyles are being extended to councils, quangos, I guess it's like private corporate groups, and agencies to use against the public. The Times has learned the right of to search homes. Let me say this again. The right to search homes without warrants. I'm reading from the paper. Seize cash, freeze bank accounts, and confiscate property will be given to town hall officials and civilian investigators. Civilian. They call the police non-civilian like they're the military. You're civilian, too. You're under civilian law. Do you know? But see, it's a big difference globally in the last decade when they started calling them officials, authorities. We're civilians. We're under NORTHCOM now. The right to seize, the right to search homes, seize cash, freeze bank accounts, and confiscate property will be given to town hall officials and civilian investigators. Same thing in the U.S. under this banking rule. Employed by organizations as diverse as the Royal Mail, the Rural Payments Agency, and Transport for London. The measure being pushed through by Alan Johnson, the Home Secretary, comes into force next week and will deploy some of the most powerful tools available to detectives against fare dodgers, families in areas with council tax, and other minor offenses. They're just going to come take everything you got. The radical extension of the Proceeds of Crime Act through a statutory instrument, which is not debated by Parliament, has been condemned by the chairman of the Police Federation. Oh, the head cop, the head of the National Union, doesn't like it. That's right, because you're going to be out of a job, pal. You're not going to have the monopoly of all this criminality anymore. Paul McKeever said he was shocked to learn that the decision to hand over intrusive powers to people who were not police was made without consultation or debate. What do you think this is, son? England, the government used anti-terror laws to steal tens of billions of dollars out of private bank accounts of Icelanders held in England.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you all about Ecola Blue, the state-of-the-art atmospheric water generators that produces purified drinking water right from the humidity in the air you breathe. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know. I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Make the decision today to claim your own water independence by ordering your own Ecola Blue atmospheric water generator for your home or business, just like I did. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day and is easy to use and economical. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Generate your own pure water right from the humidity in the air by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043.
That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at ecolablue.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Number two, the motto of the day, the maxim, the slogan is, it's all happening now. The New World Order offensive to tear down every nation state, to bankrupt society by design so they can consolidate power and control and make you dependent on their social welfare net so they can carry out your orderly eugenics euthanization. That's it. And everything is happening now. Every takeover is happening now. The White House has said that their approval rating will be below 40 by the middle of next year at current rates. They know that Republicans have been discredited, Democrats have been discredited, people, even a lot of conservatives, voted for Obama, believing they needed to punish Bush for his torture, secret arrest, the wars, the lies, the warrantless wiretapping. But now, Obama's been in office close to a year. It'll be a year next week. Well, he got elected a year next week. He'll be in office a year in January. And the transfer of power has happened. He's been in office 10 months. More than 10 months. 10 months and 6 days. 8 days there. Now I'm precise. And people know it's all a line of fraud. So they have got to race everything through now. The government hijacking of healthcare for taxation and eugenics. To make it a medical tyranny even more than it is now. The takeover of farms, the ranches under premises ID, animal ID. The takeover of the greenhouse gas tax initiative to selectively shut down all corporations and businesses they don't like and tax the rest. The takeover by the banking structure of over all industry and business. It's all happening. Total banking dictatorship is now being established. And they passed this a few years ago in the name of anti-terror over in England. The exact same legislation's been passed or is in place under the European Union. The European Union is now announcing a European Union-wide income tax. Though Europe now, on average, you pay over 80%, France is 87%, of all of your money in taxes. It will now go up. It is also in the Times of London and other publications that secret documents have been released by the European Union. They are secretly preparing, without any legislative debate, to pass a EU-wide income tax. Oh, man, you got to love it. You got to love it. I mean, they are going to bankrupt everybody. And you're going to have ultra-rich worth hundreds of billions of dollars apiece in giant arm compounds with huge phalanxes of armored vehicles guarding them, being worshipped as gods when they land in their helicopters and private jets. I mean, you want to be a slave, ladies and gentlemen, you are going to be a slave. A slave that is forcibly inoculated with poison, a slave that has poison put in your water, a slave that's forced to eat GMO foods that are designed to sterilize you. It's all been declassified. I mean, this is hell with a bunch of pot-bellied, hump-backed, crone-like demonic bankers. I mean, just look at them. They are an ugly lot. Just up there laughing and giggling and writing books about how stupid we are. Celebrating how we're broke back in weak, celebrating how stupid we are, celebrating how criminal it is. And England announces private corporations are going to arrest you, search your house without warrants, fine you, seize your account, take your house, come in your house, take everything, take the paintings off the walls, debtor prisons, and the same thing is about to be erected in the U.S., and they are just going to, the major college graduate now, and the major job is police and private enforcers, and they're going to be arrogant punks that grew up playing violent video games, and the minute you say no to them, they're going to gun you down in the street or take you to a rape room and torture the hell out of you, thinking they're Jack Bauer. You want frontline war with hardcore criminals, you're going to get it. Troops on the streets, total tyranny, CPS grabbing your children for no reasons, year-round school, the children raised in government dormitories, chemtrails poisoning you and your family, brain damage, cancer, death all around you. It's here. Hope you enjoy it.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audio book on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I'm going to take your phone calls and then continue through the vital stack of news I haven't even scratched the surface on. But I want to challenge everyone to go up to prisonplanet.com, where we have a link to this, or just go to the Times Online, Times of London. Councils get Al Capone power to seize assets over minor offenses. And you read the fines in here. If you don't pay a speeding ticket or parking ticket, there are £1,000, close to $2,000 a week fines. And then they just come and seize your house. Private corporations come and seize it. The right to search homes, seize cash, freeze bank accounts, and confiscate property will be given to town hall city officials, private investigators, and private corporations. The measure being pushed through by Alan Johnson, the Home Secretary, comes into force next week and will deploy the most powerful tools available to detectives against fare dodgers, families in arrears with council tax and other minor offenses. Property tax. You don't own your property. You pay a feudal rent. And they take it. We didn't have property taxes for 170 plus years in this country. They got rid of hundreds of years ago in England a property tax. But it's back. The radical extension of the proceeds of the Crime Act through a statutory instrument, which is not debated by Parliament has been condemned by the chairman of the Police Federation. The police are saying, we can't come take stuff without warrants. We can't come without a warrant. But see, they're even getting rid of that for police. Paul McKeever, by the way, let's get Paul McKeever on, said that he was shocked to learn that the decision to hand over intrusive powers to people who were not police was made without consultation or debate. The Proceeds of Crime Act is a very powerful tool in the hands of police and police-related agencies, and it shouldn't be treated lightly, said McKeever. There is a behind-the-scenes creep of powers occurring here, and I think the public will be very surprised. No, they're going to roll over and drink their fluoride water and take their inoculations and go bankrupt and go, and I mean, 20,000-plus families now at birth. When they have a new baby, they just say, oh, by the way, we're going to take your child if you don't put a camera in your house watching when you get up, when you go to sleep, what you feed them. And the first time you yell at your child, they take them. I mean, that's mainstream news. This is hell, ladies and gentlemen. And the same thing is in the banking legislation where they're going to give private banks and any of their assigns, any group they name, the unlimited power to take over your business and your company or your life. I mean, this is happening here. There is a behind-the-scenes creep of powers occurring here, and I think the public will be very surprised. They would want such very intrusive powers to be kept in the hands of warranted officers and other law enforcement bodies, which were vetted to a high standard rather than to given to local councils and their designates. Now, take Texas. They passed a law in the legislature that the police can take your blood without a warrant. Now, a year ago, it was just, oh, we have a fake rubber stamp warrant, group warrants. And I said, they're just going to get rid of warrants altogether. They now have under federal grants. The state did this to get federal money. Oh, how wonderful. It's always for your safety. And see, the police here, this is a controlled paradigm. They're not against the Magna Carta being violated or due process being violated or laws they have there that are enshrined that you've got to have a warrant to go in somebody's house or to seize property. But see, the police, what was it, 4 years ago, were given this power in the name of anti-terror, and they're saying, oh, only we should have this. What are you doing giving this to private corporations? This is dangerous. That's how tyranny works. Once you say, hey, there's no Bill of Rights. There's no checks and balances. There's no Magna Carta. It's over. Why not just steal everything? That's why they built up this police state grid. And the article goes on. And then they go on to report what's all over the British news, that anti-terror powers, warrantless wiretaps using the cameras, are being used to spy on people to make sure they're not putting the right wrong type of garbage in their trash bins. And everyone's being trained to tattle and spy. I mean, go read the rest of the article. And they're not going to stop. Look, they hire all the trash, all the scum, all the lazy people who can't go out and get a job or start a business. And they're going to rule over you. I have two contractors, Paul Watson and Steve Watson, aren't employees, they're contractors. And Paul's worked for me since 2001. So is Steve. And when you're walking down the street, nice area, poor area, doesn't matter, high noon, midnight, they have these auxiliary police that just walk up, ask you questions, tell you to line up, tell you to empty your pockets. They ask you if you're a terrorist. It happened to me while I was in England. They're just training you that you live in Soviet Russia. This is what it was like in 1940 Russia. I mean, this is worse. I've studied East Germany. This is worse than the average stuff going on in East Germany. Ladies and gentlemen, this is bona fide 110% grade A certified tyranny, full blown. And they're just getting started. And there's another headline with links to Harvard economist Jeffrey Miron testifying before Congress. Government is trying to make bailouts for the banks permanent, meaning unlimited money. Well, that's what they already got last year. But that's not even the issue. It's the total banking takeover of our society by the private Federal Reserve. I just wanted to point out what's happening in England and Europe and Australia and Canada is happening here. It's all exactly the same. All right, we're going to go to your calls later. Shots fired into home of Lou Dobbs. I saw this headline on PrisonPlanet.com this morning, and then I went to Drudge and noticed he had the headline, Lou Dobbs claims that his home was fired on. Well, I went and looked and found articles from 2 days ago in New Jersey where he lives, where the state police are on record in the newspaper saying a bullet was fired into his house 15 feet from his Hispanic wife, and they're getting death threats from the Mexican mafia that they're going to kill him if he doesn't shut up about open borders and amnesty. But by the time it hits the national media, it's Lou Dobbs claims. Like he would just lie about this and ruin his career. As if he doesn't have an incredible track record as a journalist who can be trusted. Not saying he's perfect in his reporting, or I agree with it all, but the point is that in Mexico, they burn out and kill news reporters that cross the establishment. And the second biggest black market in Mexico is human smuggling after narcotics, cocaine, heroin, and other drugs and weapons. I have gotten death threats from the Mexican mafia. I was death threatened and told I better not go out and protest the Deces parade calling for amnesty. I went ahead and went down there, and my listeners did. And Hispanics are salt of the earth, great Americans in this country, and they know in Gallup polls over 80% of Hispanics know that the illegal aliens are driving down wages, bankrupting the country, and 70%+ of the illegals are Mexican. And they know that the worst elements of Mexico are coming here, fleeing charges generally. And they, in Brownsville and several other towns and Laredo, have shut things down, shot up sheriff's departments, police departments, killed FBI agents, members of the military, federal marshals have been gunned down. They've hand grenaded and rocket attacked newspapers on both sides of the Texas border. And our media doesn't come to the aid of a journalist who's been attacked. They said, we're going to kill you. And then they tried to shoot his wife. And it's in the New Jersey news that his house was fired on. And by the time it hits the national news, where's the ADL? Where's the Southern Poverty Law Center? Where are all these groups saying this is wrong? They're the real hate mongers. And they want to get everybody fighting with each other in the U.S. And they want to get a majority in the Western states of illegal aliens. So they'll vote for the gun control and open borders and socialism because they're promised they'll get a little cut of the money from big government. So if you're black, if you're white, if you're Hispanic, if you're Asian, it doesn't matter what color you are. Open borders will turn us into Mexico City. It will destroy our future. It will hurt your wages. It will hurt your family. It's bad. But the media says, oh, Hispanics want open borders. No one will, you know, fix the border because Hispanics don't want it. When I got Gallup polls of 81% of Hispanics wanting the border shut and 91% when they average all the different groups together. But see, they make it a racial issue. The media always pimps race. They always inject race. They want us at each other's throats. 10 Western states are already majority Hispanic. 60% of Texas school children are Hispanic. Hispanics within 30 years will be 75% at current trends of Texas and California. And you're going to lose your wages and you're going to lose your standard of living, Hispanics. And you're going to live just like people do in Mexico. But if we made people stay in Mexico, they would have a real revolution there and kick out the corrupt government they have and get control. But no, you want to live like people live in Mexico City. You want to live like they live in those towns. And I've been all over Mexico. You want to live where the police kill you if you speak up, where they bomb your newspaper. You're not even allowed to start a newspaper in a town or city unless you're certified down there. They'll kill you deader than a hammer. And now they're killing cops all over the country, and they keep it real quiet in the news. If a black guy kills a cop or a white guy kills a cop or a Hispanic American kills a cop, there's whining and weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. But every time the illegal aliens kill cops, it's barely in the news because they're not supposed to talk about it because it's the agenda to let 600 plus million Latin Americans 30 million Mexicans living in the U.S., 110 million in Mexico, all live here. It's over. The banks want us bankrupted. They want to max out the credit cards of the government so everybody's bankrupt to the government and to the banks that just created the money out of nothing. All right, I'm going to your calls. Let's move Steve back to 45 after. Don't keep him 15 into the next hour because I want to go ahead and take a bunch of calls, and we'll get Steve Watson on the flu and a lot more. And I'll play this Lou Dobbs clip as well.
Worried that inflation will destroy your savings? Grab a pencil. I'll tell you how to turn $10,000 into potentially $431,000 in 12 to 18 months, thanks to Obama. And this isn't about gold bullion or coins. It's about gold stocks. They have soared over 800% since the year 2000. This is with gold being less than $1,000, a figure that should go to between $1,500 and $2,500, according to Merrill Lynch and UBS. Even better, wait till you hear what Scott Smith, the former chief investment analyst at Credit Suisse and editor of Swiss Confidential, an investment newsletter, says in his free Investing in Gold kit. It highlights seven must-own stocks, including a stock with six-figure potential whose price has doubled since June. To get his free kit, call 888-722-6600. That's 888-722-6600. Or go to the website, inflationsurvivalkit.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 29, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 10:34:10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $10.62.94, $5.31.47 for the half ounce, or $2.65.74 for a quarter ounce. That's $10.62.94, $5.31.47, or $2.65.74.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv in about 8 minutes. Simulcasting the radio show. Barney in Maryland, your first call of the day. Welcome.
Well, two things, Alex. First, the coming depression will be much worse than the 1929 crash. In the 1929 crash, the dollar increased in purchasing power. In a crash today, the dollar will be worthless. And second, Maurice Strong advocated that the collapse of the dollar and the economy is to create a crisis as a means of ushering in the new world order.
That's right. He gave an official United Nations speech. He's given scores of them. 1992, Rio de Janeiro, saying collapse our industry, collapse our dollar, destroy the West for the Earth, one-child policies, eugenics. And you're talking about hyper-stagflation. Instead of having the dollar gaining value, you just don't have any jobs. We're not going to have jobs, and we're going to have inflation. Barney, you're a World War II vet. You've been calling my show for 12 years. I haven't heard from you, Barney, in probably 4 or 5 years. It is great to have you on with us, Barney.
Yep. Well, my idea is, in the coming crisis, we use it to eliminate the one worlders instead of waiting for them to get the drop on us.
Well, how do we do that? I mean, how do we...
Well, you know who they are, and when they create the crisis, and they plan on taking us down when we use that crisis to go after them.
Politically, you mean, or... I mean, we need to identify them as the criminals and have grand juries indict them. You're not calling for going after them physically, are you?
Oh, only to the extent that they're willing to go after us. If they're willing to come after me and harm me, then they're in for trouble.
Barney, I haven't heard from you in years. It is really good to hear your voice. Haven't you been listening ever since I got syndicated 12 years ago?
Oh, yeah, I've been listening, and the only thing is a lot of times your lines are filled and I can't get on.
Well, it's a real pleasure to hear from you, and sometime we should have you call back in and tell some of those. You were in the Pacific, weren't you? A few times you told stories about that.
Yep. And I can tell you about experiences we had out there that were very similar to this World Trade deal. And 911, I think you're all put up.
Well, Barney, I know years ago when I would talk to you, you were real politically active, waking people up in your area. Are you still doing that?
Still out there trying to wake them up, because I figure the more I can wake up, the less I have to fight.
Good old Barney from Maryland. Barney, we've been talking about this world government forever, and now they're openly announcing it. Pretty amazing. What are your old friends and neighbors and some people that laughed at you, what are they saying now to Barney?
Well, I got on this track in 1960, and they did make fun of me and kind of poo-poo what I had to say. But now they're starting to look up, I'll tell you that. Yep.
Well, we wouldn't have this giant base of awakened people if it wasn't for you, people like you, Barney. And I want to salute you and thank you for your 49-year fight against the New World Order. And it's just really good to hear your voice, Barney.
Same. Nice, good talk to you.
Nice talk to you. Barney is so informed. You can't miss his voice. And when I first got syndicated, we were only on, like, for the first year or so, maybe 10 stations. And we still had loaded phones, but Barney would call in every week because he could get in. And then over the years, it's probably been 5, 6 years since I've heard Barney's voice. And it's just so good to hear your voice. It's exciting. Plus, we don't have many of these great World War II vets left anymore. By the way, guys, I forgot to print the article that Paul Watson wrote about Ron Paul to run for president. The LA Times and others are asking the question, will he run? I want to cover that. And I want people to go to prisonplanet.com and get that article. Because I've got some key comments on this at the bottom of the next hour. 1 hour from now, I'm going to do a live announcement here on the radio and at prisonplanet.tv that I want to then post and have go mega viral, because we're drafting Ron Paul. He is going to run for president. I can tell you right now, if he's alive and he's healthy right now, 74 years old, in 2 years, he will run for president. And I think he should announce sooner rather than later. So we're going to blitz through some calls. Carl, Shelley, James, Sean, and others. Then Steve Watson's going to be joining us on the flu situation. Then Ron Paul for president, 2012. And then Deborah Medina in studio, Republican candidate for governor of Texas against Rick Perry and Kay Bailey. I love the Bilderberg Group. Hutchinson. Infowars.com is the website. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you all about Ecolablu, the state-of-the-art atmospheric water generators that produces purified drinking water right from the humidity in the air you breathe. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know. I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Make the decision today to claim your own water independence by ordering your own Ecolablu atmospheric water generator for your home or business, just like I did. Their best seller, the Ecolablu 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day and is easy to use and economical. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Generate your own pure water right from the humidity in the air by calling Ecolablu at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecolablu on the web at ecolablue.com today.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
That's Jimmy Vaughn, no shackles on me.
I sit down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFIDs. Got the blues about my freedom.
We're going to your phone call. Steve Watson's joining us with a European perspective from England on the revolt against the swine flu inoculations and the deaths that the press is reporting on. We're going to go to your calls here in just a moment. At the bottom of the next hour, I'm going to get into this article written by Paul Watson, Speculation Mounts Over Ron Paul 2012 Presidential Bid. I'm going to give you the inside scoop on what's really going on here and my complete confidence that Ron Paul will be running for president in 2012. And Ron Paul has said right here on this show that the listeners of this radio broadcast and myself challenging him to run, laying out the reasons he should run, was instrumental in his decision to run for president in 2008. And now the foundation is built to really project him into the White House. But even if he didn't win, he'll be there to inject real issues about the true shadow government, the private Federal Reserve, the New World Order, the global government. And now there's no more denying all this. People know that Ron Paul predicted it all with stunning clarity. Within the next 3 years, things are only going to get more insanely crazy. I'm going to challenge Ron Paul to go ahead and run and to go ahead and launch his campaign in the next 6 months, to not wait until after he wins the 2010 congressional race. He needs to start campaigning now. We'll talk about that in 1 hour. Also, be part of history. This is your chance to use a tool that is crafted and slick and well done and filled with truth. Somebody can be brainwashed, lied to all day and all night by the mainstream media. They can confound, they can confuse, they can twist. This is crystal clear about who the elite are, what they're doing, how the bankers took over, and their next phase of their plan and how to stop them. It is Fall of the Republic. This documentary needs to be seen by everyone. If you've gotten the DVD in the mail, as many of you have done, we've now mailed out all the films up to past the release date, and we're shipping them out very, very quickly. People are getting them very, very fast. Order the DVD at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn it to disc or CD. Give it to folks to play on their computers or DVD players. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. Get a year membership, get 3 months free. Get to see the live TV show slash radio show. The radio show is obviously free to everybody, and we appreciate the fact that people are tuning in and spreading the word, but we have to pay for the bandwidth of PrisonPlanet.tv to produce this TV show, to pay the crew, to make the films. I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members for making this radio show possible, so definitely become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. I want to thank the PrisonPlanet.tv members out there that are members for making this all possible and encourage you to get the DVD. Follow the Republic. We've got discounts where you can get for half price the Obama deception with it, or Camp FEMA, documenting the FEMA camps, all available at Infowars.com, the secure online video bookstore shopping cart, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Every person you wake up is vital. Take action. Our listeners are the best because you're informed, you're active, you're diverse, you reach all communities, you're across the country, you're geographically diverse, you're racially diverse, you're religiously diverse, and we have ambassadors for truth and freedom everywhere. Let's go to some phone calls quickly and then to Steve Watson. Carl in Texas, you're on the air.
Ah, great. Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm a big supporter and fellow aluminum cap wearer, i.e. crazy person, and major copier of your DVDs, and working to just get the message out to those that want to hear it, even those that don't want to hear it. So I just wanted to share, even though my heart's broken to see what's come as of late, it's not broken enough to still go out there and get that message out. And
Now more than ever, people are actually ready to hear now and listen. But a lot of people will laugh at first, but you plant the seed, it will sprout later.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it just makes me more determined. So I just want to applaud you for what you're doing. But I do have three questions. Hopefully you can answer them. With all these new laws that are passing, will this governing takeover of the web, how will this affect e-commerce sites like tactical products, like we're selling security camera packages, tactical flashlights, survival knives, websites like that, how will that be affected?
Well, the globalists do everything incrementally. So they're going to start watering down net neutrality. Many platforms like iPhones already don't let a lot of websites be accessed. They're going to start flagging through your browser, through your internet service provider, that, oh, this is bad information you're looking at. They're going to tax the internet. They're going to regulate the internet. They're going to create a new domain name system under Internet 2 that's controlled by the UN and a consortium of private corporations and universities that we will not then be allowed on unless a few platforms allow it to be the university or government or corporate site slash your site, like Facebook or MySpace or YouTube, and then they can arbitrarily shut down your site, restrict it, delete it. That's the model of the web that we're going to, and then they're going to start shutting down the old web by not upkeeping its server systems its gateway systems, its hubs, and then only upgrading the systems for the new internet that is really a restricted internet and kind of a glorified cable system with a few thousand approved channels.
Okay. All right. Well, that answers the question. The second question I have, how and when will the Amero take the replacement of our dollar? Because according to Lindsey Williams' information that we heard the last week, week and a half, saying that the dollar will be coming dead by 2012, will it be at that time for the Amero to become a replacement of our current American dollar for this new backed-by-nothing currency?
Okay. We always talk about the Amero because that's been on MSNBC and CNBC and CNN and Fox, and it's been in Council on Foreign Relations documents in the last 15 years or so, talking about a North American currency or dollarizing the Mexican peso and the Canadian loonie. But instead, it appears, and the UN's debated a global Phoenix currency. They're bypassing all of that and going directly to a European Union currency, an Asian Union currency, an African Union currency, a Mediterranean currency, a North American currency, a Central and South American and Caribbean currencies, where you will have a regionalized currency. Here's a better way to explain it. Since 1993, under federal law, we've already had the Real ID Act. You still have a Texas or Alabama or New York driver's license, but it's federally standardized. So it's really a federal ID. It just has the local name on it, Texas. Okay. Now that's been admitted the last 5 years. They've rolled that out and told the public. Now they have a hemispheric North American ID you can get directly from the feds. And the feds say soon that will just be accepted by state police as well. You won't even have to get a state driver's license anymore. You'll just have to go pay for the federal one. And then they'll still put the tax on it through the computer to pay the state. So they're phasing it out. And it's the same thing. They have SDRs they've been using for 45 years, but they're going completely to bank, where these private banks just create the global currency that's bank to bank. It's then transferred into the denomination of the region and then issued and transferred into digital credits or into dollars or into euros or into the Asian bloc currencies. And so we're going directly to a cashless society where you'll still have regional cash, but when you buy it for national sales tax, global carbon tax credits, you'll be allowed to buy so much beef, so much ice cream, then it'll go on your insurance that you're unhealthy, your carbon footprint, everything you buy, sell, eat, do, you'll have a certain amount you can buy before taxes kick in. This has all been announced, Department of Commerce, Department of Labor, Department of department that deals with growth of food. All of those different departments are setting this up, and everything you buy, sell, and do is going to be tracked. The NSA is building giant new bases publicly. It was in the news yesterday that they will keep all your purchases, everything you do, in these databases for the new global tax. And so the new world currency will be a thumbprint, handprint with a face scan ID. And that'll be at all the cash registers, all the businesses. It's already going in. And so the new world currency is going to be digital. If you want to print out your regional coupons that'll be cash, you can do that. But they're going to be tracked by a control number. And then with your thumbprint and face scan, it'll be ID'd the entire chain of that money. And all black market operations, everyone in their home will own a little $35 thumb printer. And they will, by law, it's going to be a felony. Even when the labor kid mows your yard and you give him 30 creds, 30 units, and there'll be lots of different units, you'll still have the dollar. It'll just be devalued, so you'll want the other global currencies. Then when you buy that cred, you'll have to thumbprint him, or you will spend hard labor in a federal penitentiary. Does that answer your question, Carl? He's gone. He had one more question. Okay, Shelly, James, Sean, Sam, I'm going to get to you, but I need to go ahead and go to Steve Watson right now. I have digital journal here, possible deaths from H1N1 vaccine reported in Sweden. Then I have the actual translation of it here in my stack. People are dying. They're becoming paralyzed in the U.S., in Europe. People are refusing in many of those nations, even when France says it's mandatory. The news is reporting most French are refusing it. Here's another one. Boy rushed to hospital after swine flu jab. Belfast, that's out of Ireland. Belfast Telegraph, they're reporting that the doctors are saying it's the shot. They're announcing here in the U.S., the FDA is admitting it is paralyzing some people. That's been in the news. I wanted to get Steve Watson of PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.net. He does a lot of original reporting at Infowars.net. I check it every day. Steve Watson to break down the latest developments on the flu front. Steve, good to have you with us.
Hi, Alex. Good to be back again. Yeah. I think, you know, we should put it in context straight away. In Europe, there's been 230 deaths from swine flu. That's according to the European Centre for Disease Control. Half of those have been in the UK. So if you compare that to, you know, half a million, up to half a million deaths worldwide from seasonal flu, kind of puts it into context. But yeah.
And 32,000 on the entire continent of Europe every year of regular flu, 36,000 in the United States. This is an absolute non-event.
It is so far, yeah. I mean, as you say, there's been a, because of this, there's been a pretty big backlash to the vaccine all over Europe. If we begin in France, yesterday, Le Monde, the biggest newspaper in that country, reported the latest poll there, only 17% of people there are now saying that they intend to get it. It's being rolled out. Obviously, the first people to get it are the health workers and the frontline people, such as police and government health.
Well, let me stop you real quick, because people call me and say, you say 70-plus percent in Europe aren't taking it, but then you just mentioned that it's even less than that. I just go off a few of the articles I've seen. Do you have the source in front of you of less than 20% saying they're going to take it?
Yeah, it was Le Monde, the French newspaper. It's the biggest newspaper in France.
Yeah, Le Monde is the biggest. So that's a headline right there. Did you say 17%?
17%, according to a poll that they reported on in France.
Okay, I want you to continue on this line, because I know where you're going. They're creating the Christmas toy phenomenon. Like, oh, there's only so much of this toy, so everyone rushes out and wants to get it. They're doing that here. They're going, people are angry that prisoners are going to get it first because they might spread it the fastest in their confined quarters. And police are getting it first. And then they have these whining women mainly on local radio, TV, saying, I want it now for me. And they show idiots lined up at the health department on the news this morning, begging for, in fact, I sent you guys that clip from CNN. CNN National did a story on Austin with Margo Frazier, the former Harrod sheriff, up there talking about how wonderful it is. And then I heard the local talk show host yesterday morning say, how dare the prisoners be the first to get these? They need to be allowed to get the flu to punish them. So now torture's good. But again, the idea that everyone's fighting to get it when that's not actually the case. Sorry, Steve, go ahead.
No, it's not at all. Because if you compare this, people are not buying it anymore, and it's becoming more and more widespread. Because if the 17%, if you compare that to 6 weeks ago in France alone, still in France, it was 55% that said they were going to get the shot. Now it's only 17%.
So we've done a super job. We have no doubt saved, because these are soft kill weapons. They take sometimes decades to kill you, and that's in their own documents. We have potentially, the listeners of this show, make no mistake, we're the biggest thing out there fighting this. Probably millions of lives, Steve. That's got to feel good.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just us either. There's throughout Europe, there's
doctors.
France, there's these nine people that have filed a lawsuit against the government, you know, saying that it's a campaign to poison the population. That may go to court. You've got these people, these health workers involved in it, talk show hosts in France involved in it, and it's all over Europe as well. I mean, if you go to Germany, the numbers there are even lower. It's like 13% say they're going to get it now, compared to over 50% a few months ago. You've got 60 in this poll that was reported on in the German media, the latest one. It was reported by AP, but the German office of AP. 66% of Germans saying they categorically won't get the shot, and 85% saying that they think the whole thing is completely exaggerated. And obviously that has arisen, particularly in Germany, because of the uproar that's been created by the fact that the Chancellor there and all the ministers, as well as the army, are receiving a different vaccine to the rest of the population. As reported in Spiegel and also Die Welt, two of the biggest publications in Germany. Basically, the whole population there, the people, are getting the GlaxoSmithKline vaccine, which has got the additives in it and the squalene, the adjuvant. Whereas the government and the army are getting a different vaccine that hasn't got any of that in it. So that's prompted people in Germany to just say, hold on a minute, what's going on? Why have we got this two-tier medical system where the elite are getting a completely different vaccine which doesn't contain any of the additives?
Well, Steve Watson, can't people put two and two together when government officials and the army won't take the shot, that the public's being given and they have a special shot for themselves, the supposed green vaccine, especially when there's all these government textbooks about how they want to sterilize us with the vaccines, and then the vaccine insert of all five major variants states that it can sterilize you. I mean,
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
biggest thing the social engineers have over us is that what they do is so outrageous. Private banks change the rules where they can create unlimited derivatives. They make money on the way up, on the way down. They steal $50-plus trillion and growing worldwide, right at $24 trillion in the U.S. and counting. And then they pose as the saviors and say, let us take over all businesses and corporations. We'll fix everything with a private financial dictatorship when they are the ones that did this. It's the same thing with the flu. They openly get caught putting cancer viruses in the polio shots. The federal government admits in the U.S. alone, hundreds of millions got cancer from it in the last 60 years. This is public. Your mother, your father, writhing, dying. Good chance they were killed by the cancer viruses. This isn't funny. This is life and death, folks. These people will kill you deader than a hammer. They want you dead. You got it? But it's so outrageous that the inserts of the vaccines, got them here in my stack, I'm going to pull them out, state that it has mercury, states it can brain damage you, states it can sterilize you, states it can give you autoimmune disorders. Now, the FDA is admitting all of this, but quietly in their own publications. The news says it's all a big conspiracy theory, but the good news is, Steve Watson, in Europe, in New York, where they ordered all the medical workers to take it, they said, hell no. And then they had to suspend it. So the good news is they're trying to force this medical dictatorship on us, but the word is now out, Steve.
Yeah, if we go back to Europe, health workers in Germany have said in the mainstream media that there's an open rebellion amongst general medical professionals and physicians. They're charging that the health authorities are colluding with the pharmaceutical companies to push these unsafe versions of the vaccine on the general public.
Well, they're not charging it. There's been thousands of articles in the last decade done on the regulators in the federal governments of the West are all revolving door with the vaccine companies and all hold stock in it. And consultants on the U.S. board that made the decision to do it, it turns out all of them are currently on the payroll of the vaccine makers.
Yeah, I mean, it's widespread all over Europe. You've got 30% of health workers in Denmark said that they're not going to get it. All the first-line eligible health workers don't want it. You got two-thirds of nursing staff in Holland saying they don't want it. All these figures are broken down in two separate articles that I've done in the past few days, which are on the website entitled Mass Rejection of the Vaccine in Europe, two different articles. If you go to Ireland, you've got a situation there where the nurses are having to administer it because the doctors are just refusing to do it. There's a report today in the Irish Times which quotes a medical doctor, a leading medical doctor in Ireland, who says that the entire program in Ireland is just falling to bits. It's a complete shambles because they haven't got enough trained medical staff that are willing to go ahead with the program.
And it's admitted that 200 million dosages were purchased, were manufactured, they are ready, but because nobody will take it but a handful of morons, already so brain damaged from previous shots they can't even talk, literally, in some cases, they're now acting, oh, we don't have enough, so they can save face that no one's taking it.
Yeah, I mean, we can also talk about the situation in Sweden after the break.
Let's talk about the deaths. And here's the insert from the government on the vaccine, the sterilization, the brain damage, the cancer. Read it for yourself.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe. Great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
For another 15 minutes or so, we're joined by Steve Watson of InfoWars.net, writer for PrisonPlanet.com. Then I'm going to continue with Shelley, Sean, Sam, Sean, and others. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. At the bottom of the hour, I'm going to put a call to action out concerning Ron Paul and a run for president and why that's going to be so important. That is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. So please stay with us. Going back to Steve Watson. Steve, the deaths are mounting in the U.S., in Europe, in England, in Sweden. People are dying after taking the shot. They're becoming paralyzed. Major medical firms and the FDA and the U.S. admit, oh, that is a side effect. It can kill you or paralyze you. But they're saying, in fact, I have several newscasts where they say, oh, but keep taking the shot. The benefits weigh the downside when they know the vaccine is meant to be debilitating to reduce population numbers. They know this is a non-event. They planned all this out a long time ago. Steve Watson, tell us what's happening in Sweden.
Well, Sweden is interesting because it's one of the first countries in Europe that actually started vaccinating on a mass scale. So the fact that some reports of death have come out of there first is interesting. But, I mean, they haven't been reported anywhere outside of the Swedish media. So what we're having to do is literally translate articles from the Swedish newspapers into English so we know what's going on. And there was an article last week out of a newspaper called Aftonbladet, which quoted medical experts who said that a man in his 50s had died of a suspected heart attack 12 hours after receiving the GlaxoSmithKline jab, which is the one with the adjuvant.
And for those that don't know, the medical doctors here have stated, that's why they had to suspend the smallpox shots 2002, 2003, men and women who are ages 40 to 60 is the worst type. When you take the shot, it causes an autoimmune disorder. That's why you get dizzy, may have convulsions, but then you generally get better because all the organs swell. Well, the ventricles in the heart, if you have any plaque that are already inflamed, swell up and you die, just like a bee sting. You know, a bee puts a little bit of their poison from their stinger into you, and if you're allergic to that, some people don't get to the hospital and pass out because the bronchioles close. Well, you pump somebody full of mercury and cancer viruses and toxins and aluminum, a lot of people had an autoimmune response and you die of a heart attack. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, so you've got that guy who was in his 50s with a heart attack, suspected heart attack. Then the same newspaper in Sweden reported that a 65-year-old woman died 2 days after the vaccine from a muscle condition, which dovetails with what we heard about the adjuvants in there.
Well, they know in literally thousands of studies for over 70 years that every study with vaccines and rats, that it causes massive, massive arthritis. And that's why you got lots of 10-year-olds with arthritis now.
Yeah, so the headline in this Swedish newspaper was literally translated into flu vaccine may be too strong. And then they put in reports as well of the medical agency there, the health authority, has received close to 200 complaints of people suffering side effects, which are ranging from dizziness, muscle pain, fevers, headaches, fatigue. That's on top of the death. There's since been reports of three other deaths in Sweden. A death in Hungary, which was reported in the Budapest Times, of, again, a 64-year-old woman, 2 days after taking the shot. So these things are slowly filtering through.
All right, stay there, Steve. Let's come back and finish up with this. Then we're going to cover a bunch of news and somebody trying to kill Lou Dobbs and his
wife.
Have
you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar power generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Steve Watson of Infowars.net is our guest. Steve, what's your bottom line in your deep research of the flu vaccine and this entire continuum of scams and hype and fear-mongering and the news nationally showing the Austin Health Department with people lined up begging for it when they're a tiny minority of fools think they're protecting themselves as the deaths mount, as the attempted cover-up takes place, as Reuters said, oh, there's going to be millions of deaths that normally happen after you take a shot, but the shot didn't do it, when their own indications for the vaccines say it can kill you, give you brain disorders, sterilize you, give you cancer?
Well, I think my bottom line is that people are just not buying the propaganda about it anymore. anywhere worldwide. I mean, finishing up in Europe, just a list of figures, Finland, 75% refused. Austria, only 10 people turned up in Salzburg, one of the biggest cities there, to get the vaccine on the first day it was available. Luxembourg, 77% don't want it. Poland, only 3% in Krakow, which is one of the biggest cities in Poland, say they want it. You got the same in Belgium, same in Spain. Switzerland, there's a big drama over when it's going to start. I think they've actually delayed the vaccination campaign because it's in a shambles. You go to China, you've got, I did an article about people in China. The overwhelming majority say they don't want it anymore. Canada, the same in Canada. Obviously the US, we had a poll last week, 62% in the US, according to ABC News, Washington Post, say they don't want it anymore. We got Harvard University polls, people, similar amounts of figures, saying people in the US don't want it anymore. We've had this state of emergency declared because I think they're getting desperate over it now. We've got Homeland Security saying that they're gonna start regulating internet traffic and blocking websites because they think that the internet will be overloaded from people staying at home. So they're using it as an excuse to basically do what they said they were going to do in the Cyber Security Act, regulate the internet.
That's right. This is a whole other facet we haven't spent enough time on here on air. In the name of an emergency, Obama announces 8 months ago that the Pentagon, the NSA, the center they're building in San Antonio, are going to control the internet during emergencies and shut off the internet so that only government sites are accessible in the name of keeping the internet up. And so they're setting the precedent. They're telling the public they're going to do this. That doesn't mean that they are. They're testing the waters, just calmly announcing we may shut off the internet for a while, but then not doing it so that when they really begin to do it, people will be acclimated to accept it. I mean, this is just amazing, Steve.
Yeah, and we've got the state of emergency just makes no sense whatsoever because if you look at the news is saying that the virus has peaked and it's peaked at a level 400% less deadly than the seasonal flu. And the state of emergency was declared the official reason was so that hospitals can handle a surge in cases, but if it's already peaked, there isn't going to be a surge in cases.
That's a great point, Steve. Absolutely key here. So looking at all these pieces of the puzzle, knowing what's in the vaccine, having the government documents where they talk about putting sterilants in the vaccine, the inserts admit it can sterilize you. What's your bottom line on why they're really pushing all this?
Well, they want people to take it, obviously, and they know what the effects are going to be on people. And population control, that's my bottom line.
All right, in closing, Steve, you have seen Fall of the Republic. You wrote a review about it, the most glowing I've seen out there. You wrote reviews of past films, and they were positive, but not this glowing. Why did you give Fall of the Republic, my new documentary film, such a great review?
Well, I mean, your previous films, Terror Storm, Endgame, Obama Deception, the three major ones previous to this, all the information's there. It's all, as it is in all the films, it's all there. But it's this one, with Fall of the Republic, the presentation, I think, is there. I mean, I saw a review from someone on YouTube who said, described it as Alex Jones has finally found his niche of what his documentary should look like. And, I mean, from my point of view, it's like if you're in a band, a lot of people know I'm in a band, it's like you've got to work at it to find the sound. The sound's always there, but you've got to work at it to get where you want to be with the sound. And you've got to be playing with the right people around you. And I think, you know, you've had on this one the right team of people, the production's right, the way it looks. It's all come together I mean, I described it as the previous films were like the monoliths in 2001 A Space Odyssey, and this one is like the gateway. That's the analogy I used. So, yeah, that's why I described it like that, really.
Well, Steve, I appreciate that rave review. I mean, the other films are excellent, but we do get better each time. Plus, more has happened. The world government's now been announced. Their entire program is very clear. And we point out in the film, this is the takeover of the farms, the ranches, the industries, the carbon tax, of healthcare, to tax and control the population, the gun control, the destruction of borders. The entire agenda is now emerging out on the open. They're moving against us on all fronts. Now is the time for people to wake up. And a lot of my detractors have done reviews on the controlled left and controlled right, saying Jones has hit it out of the park. This is Jones's greatest film. I find nothing I can disagree with. Jones proves everything. We have the globalist's own statements, video clips, their own documents. I mean, the amount of research, it was easy putting the film together. The hard part was doing all the research, deciding what to not put in it, what to put in it. All I can say is, please, folks, this film gives people the big picture. It ends the confusion. It shatters the left-right paradigm like nothing we've ever made. And it is up to you, the listeners, to get this out to everyone. Steve Watson, thank you so much for all you do.
Okay, thanks a lot, Alex. Cheers.
You bet. Infowars.com to order Fall of the Republic. PrisonPlanet.tv to watch it in super high quality, or call toll free to get it, 888-253-3139. I want to talk about Lou Dobbs some now. Lou Dobbs never plays the race card on his TV show. Lou Dobbs on the television show doesn't point out that his wife is Hispanic or that he's from South Texas. He just lays out the facts that we have 600 million people in Latin America and billions worldwide that want to come here, and that it's bankrupting the states, and that the worst elements of the third world, criminals in many cases that are fleeing justice, move to this country. And the mafia, the Mexican mafia and others, MS-13, are killing police, killing newspaper reporters. They are killing FBI agents, federal marshals. Our military is being fired on by their military. Their military comes across the border, points guns at sheriffs 2 miles over the border that have interdicted cocaine and marijuana. This is all in the South Texas newspapers. It's in the Southern California papers. It's in the Nevada and Arizona and New Mexico papers, but never on national news. Years ago, more than a dozen towns in South Texas, there was a group of reports in 99 in the San Antonio Express News, written by Mr. Garcia, fly the Mexican flag above the courthouses and city halls, and English is not allowed in court. In America. And they want to have the American people at each other's throats, and they bring in highly nationalistic, extremely anti-American immigrants who've been taught by the Mexican government in school textbooks. The average Mexican only gets a fifth grade education, and they teach them in the fifth grade all about the Guadalupe Hidalgo Treaty and how America's evil and how it's their job to La Reconquista, the reconquering of the Southwest. And I cover that in my mini film that's an extra on Endgame, Battle for the Republic. And Lou Dobbs has been a man about this. He's gotten massive death threats. I've gotten death threats from these groups. His home was fired into. His wife was almost killed. It's in the New Jersey newspapers. The state police say he was fired on. But the national news finally 3 days later had to report on this and said Lou Dobbs claims he was fired on. Now, if a Mecha or La Raza or ADL or Southern Poverty Law Center group, these race pimp groups that are pimping division, pimping control, pimping people fighting with each other, they engage in race politics. If one of their leaders' home was fired into and they were getting death threats, the FBI would be on it. There'd be screaming, yelling on TV, everything else. But the Mexican mafia and different groups targeting reporters. They've killed reporters all over Texas. They've killed reporters in Dallas. They've truck bombed people in Texas. It's hardly ever even in the news. If it is, it's in the back of the Dallas Morning News. And our country's going to fall to this mafia. The government's going to work with them. The CIA trains Los Zetas. We've covered that with former DEA agent Shelley Castillo here on this radio program. And now Lou Dobbs has been fired on. The bullet came very close to his wife. They're death-threatening him. And the media's celebrating it. Good. Good for him. This is the type of terror they plan to use. The Mexican mafia.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity. Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 29, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 10:34:10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $10.62.94, $5.31.47 for the half ounce, or $2.65.74 for a quarter ounce. That's $10.62.94, $5.31.47, or $2.65.74.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
I just received news articles that Jason Burmes gave me from the London Telegraph and another newspaper that crystallized and confirmed thousands of data points. It is off the charts. At about 43 after, when I'm done covering Ron Paul running for president in 2012, is that going to happen? I'll give you the inside scoop in a moment. The information I was just given is exactly what I said was going to happen, because we understand how the social engineers are operating. You've heard that children are going to have to go to school year-round. Your children are going to be taken from you very soon and raised in government facilities. I'm going to explain how. It's now begun in England. Not just cameras in new parents' homes watching them with their children without any evidence they've done something wrong. This is far worse. Council bans parents from play areas. Parents are not allowed to be with their children in public places. Ladies and gentlemen, this is worse than the Soviet Union. I mean, I'm telling you, this is hell on earth. Government must be abolished. We've got to remove the entire U.S. and British government and start over. It is total criminal run. They mean business. I wanted to play a few minutes of Lou Dobbs from his radio show a few days ago. The whole thing's up on prisonplanet.com. But here he is talking about death threats, being shot at, and how everybody's attacking him, saying that he can't stand up for our sovereignty. And when the media says he claims he was shot at, when it's in the local news, the state police say he was. See, they're going to use political correctness to victimize those of us that stand up for America. Here it is.
You know, I want to tell you a story. It's 3 weeks ago today. I'm thinking about these lies that I wasn't going to respond to, but Geraldo now has just pushed it over. I got to tell you, the lies of the ethnocentric interest groups like LULAC, La Raza, MALDEF, America's Voice, you know, funded by basically George Soros, all attacking me because, as they put it, or as Geraldo put it, I'm the only thing standing between those open borders and, you know, unconditional amnesty for illegal immigrants. So they want to destroy me, and so they're taking their best shot at it, believe me. But I want to tell you, when you talk about what they've done, they've created an atmosphere, and they've been unrelenting in their propaganda. 3 weeks ago this morning, a shot was fired at my house where I live. My wife was standing out, and that followed weeks and weeks of threatening phone calls. And as I told the State Patrol, by the way, the New Jersey State Patrol is absolutely terrific. They responded instantly. But this shot was fired with my wife not, I don't know, 15 feet away. And we'd had threatening phone calls that I decided not to report because I get threatening phone calls. It's become part of a way of life. The anger, the hate, the vitriol. But it's taken a different tone where they threaten my wife. They've now fired a shot at my house and while my wife was standing next to the car. It's become something else. And if anybody thinks that we're not engaged in a battle for the soul of this country right now, you're sorely mistaken. And the more you stay on the sidelines, the more you don't make your voice heard, the more likely it is that we're going to lose this battle for the soul of the nation. And what do I mean by that? I mean, are we going to have a nation in which we absolutely insist on the national interest being honored by all, where we have a melting pot in which we assimilate newcomers, in which we honor the fact that this nation is the most welcoming nation on the face of the earth, or do we let people continue to lie about us, to disregard the fact that we have the most racially, ethnically diverse society on the face of the earth? Do we really want to let this continue, where law is simply suspended, where there are no consequences for breaking the law, whether you're an illegal employer or an illegal immigrant? I have said all along that if we can stop the illegal employers, we won't have an illegal immigrant problem in this country. But we've got to start being honest. And instead, the national liberal media has chosen sides. And they've decided that they're going to focus on the liberal view, which is that they will embrace illegal immigration.
We have time towards the end of the show. We're going to play the clip. But this is an attack on the First Amendment. And in Mexico, they kill reporters, they kill their wives, they chop their heads off. Mexico is a kleptocracy, one of the most corrupt nations, is in the top three most corrupt nations in the world, after North Korea and one other. And the government loves the criminals that are coming across the border. They roll out the red carpet for them. They don't arrest illegal aliens for things they arrest citizens for. And now they're killing reporters in South Texas and car bombing and killing police, and no one cares. And it's just going to get worse and worse. Because the globalists want to break down the sovereignty of this country. It is the fall of the republic. We got to stand behind Lou Dobbs.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audio book on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
A few weeks ago, Congressman Ron Paul was live on this radio program, and I asked him if he was going to run for president in 2012, and he said, well, it's a little early right now to talk about that. We're fighting the greenhouse gas emissions, global tax. We're fighting this new Bank of the World. We're fighting government takeover of health care. And I made the point that myself and many others challenged him, drafted him in 2007, 2008 to run for president, and that this giant grassroots organization was formed, and that the idea of liberty and freedom and of auditing the private Federal Reserve and abolishing the Federal Reserve is now growing to the point where the momentum has shifted. They may defeat it this year or even next year, but the public is now identifying the private Federal Reserve banking cartel as the source of our economic problems, the source of the derivatives, and as the globalists who really run our government, and that the left and right, the Republican and Democratic parties, are fully controlled. look how far we came. And when I challenged Ron Paul to run for president, I made the point that he had the responsibility to run, even if he didn't have a very big chance of winning, because he would inject real issues like dollar devaluation and globalization and NAFTA and GATT and New World Order and federal power grabs, that he would inject that into the Republican debates for hundreds of millions of Americans to watch. And that indeed did end up happening. That indeed did result in a total turnaround in the American people's awareness to the private Federal Reserve. 3 years ago, I would go on other talk radio shows, liberal, conservative, you name it, and the callers would call in saying the Federal Reserve isn't private. The Federal Reserve isn't a problem. Now in Gallup polls, over 75% of Americans know it's private, want to audit it, want to abolish it. It is now common knowledge that we have a shadow government run by offshore banks and that they engineered the crisis in October of last year to force a huge power grab and $50 trillion they've stolen from national governments in the last year since then. $23.7 trillion, according to congressional reports from the U.S. alone. Saying that, I know Ron Paul. I know Rand Paul. I know his mindset. I've been listening and reading to his statements and his ideas for more than 15 years. I've been interviewing him for more than 13 years. And I was able to predict 6 months ago that Rand Paul was going to run for the U.S. Senate. And he was hesitating, and I made the point to him on and off air, and they did listen to it. And I'm very honored that go ahead and announce you're going to run, and that will make the Republican, who isn't one-tenth as good as you are, Rand, that will make the incumbent not run again. And they announced, and he said that he wasn't going to run, and Rand Paul right now in the polls has a very good chance of becoming a U.S. senator. And I knew he was going to run because I understand that the polls realize that it's a victory. If they run for Senate, if they run for president, they will be all over mainstream media. They will be in the debates. And then all these real issues that matter instead of all these left-right diversions will be put on the table. The globalists and think tanks have reported that they know the majority now on colleges aren't liberal or mainline conservative. They are now libertarian. They are now anti-globalist. That is because not just Ron Paul, but you, the listeners of this radio show and others, have gone out and educated people and built a huge activist base that is exploding. If Ron Paul announces early, and I have total confidence, I'll just leave it at that, that he's going to run for president in 2012, unless he has any medical problems, and he's in good shape, and he's a man who understands duty and destiny, and it's a win-win. Even if he loses, it's going to be 5-10 times bigger than last time. Frankly, I can't see him losing other than election fraud in the primaries, which we've proven there's a big problem with. And so he's going to run. Now, I wasn't told this by Ron Paul, but I can read the tea leaves as much as the next person, and I've interviewed Ron Paul more than 100 times. I can tell you he is going to run, but you should email him, write him, ask him to run, and ask him to run early. He should announce in January or February or even sooner of next year. I think he should announce now. Point out that he was right. He should brag on himself more and point out everything he talked about a year and a half, 2 years ago in the campaign, the plunging dollar, the world government, the global carbon tax, that it's all come true. We need Ron Paul to run for president in 2012, and we do not need him because he is somebody who finishes his jobs, and he's somebody who's very moral, and his argument will be he needs to full-time be in Congress fighting the bad legislation. He can do that better if he announces for president now or in the next few months. He can start getting more money now. He can start building a larger grassroots strategy. The enemy will try to shoot him down early. That will give people mudslinging fatigue, where they don't listen to the rehashed lies and propaganda in the last year of the campaign. He needs to launch early next year and have 2+ years to really build into the campaign a grassroots organization of true populism and true constitutionalism that dwarfs anything we've seen. So I'm asking Ron Paul, I know you're going to run, Ron. You are the blood of courage. And at 74 years of age, you work every day. You do more than 10 interviews every day. You write books. You write weekly articles and editorials and record legislative alerts. You are the hardest working man in Congress. Close to 30 years ago, you introduced the legislation to audit and abolish the Fed. You now have a two-thirds majority in the House. You are the leader. You are the elder statesman. You are the man for the job. You are founding father material. And I, Alex Jones, and my tens of millions of listeners and visitors of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com hereby draft you for 2012 to be our champion. Now, the campaign will heat up a year and a half before. So we are only a year away from the main campaign season. Congressman, announce in the next 6 months. You must announce in the next 6 months. Now, I'm done talking to Congressman Ron Paul now in his campaign. I now want to reach out to Ron Paul's supporters and everyone who loves liberty and freedom on the good ship of this republic. You will have a higher platform, a larger platform to speak out, Congressman, if you announce soon. You know that. But to the listeners, COINTELPRO is going to attack and say, oh, look, we gave him $30 million, $25 million, and he lost. But he gained and built a platform. Wars aren't won in a day. They're won by attrition. You have to persevere like George Washington and continue to fight. That is the key to victory. Resistance is victory. We have the truth. He will be front and center as the global carbon tax unfolds, as the global government unfolds, as the plunging in the dollar unfolds, as the police state unfolds. He will be there. And he knows he gets a lot of death threats, I know, and doesn't talk about it, just like Lou Dobbs doesn't a lot, except when his house gets shot at. He knows that he's going to be under massive attack. We need to pray for him. But understand, we need to give money to Ron Paul for president. We need to support him. We need to grassroots hit the ground now with this draft to draft him. And we need to support him 110%, whether he wins or loses, he wins in the arena of ideas. So I just pray that our Heavenly Father move Ron Paul to announce earlier rather than later. I move that I ask God to move people's hearts and minds to do everything they can and to use their intellects to think of inventive ways to support Ron Paul, and that we understand that it is so essential he run for president and he run early, and that everyone get behind him, and that everyone realize that there are paid government trolls and blogs that are going to lie about him. The establishment knows that left attacks bounce off Ron Paul. Fake right-wing attacks bounce off Ron Paul. They're going to attack him from the fake libertarian base. They're going to run strong libertarian candidates up against him. The Libertarian Party at the top is definitely compromised. I will state that here on the record. The evidence is overwhelming. And that we need to not respond to the attacks and only intensify our support for him. Because the establishment wants you to stop and defend Ron Paul instead of waking up new people to supporting Ron Paul. And we should run more people for the House and Senate on the Ron Paul bandwagon. This is history. We can save our faltering and stumbling republic from falling if you commit 110% to support Ron Paul for president 2012. The ball is in your court. The world government is coming in against humanity right now. The tyranny is unfolding. Everything Ron Paul and myself and many others talked about has now been admitted in spades. There's no more denial, no more time to screw around, no more time to ninny. The world government's real. Ron Paul is our elder statesman. He is our leader. He is our chief. He is our commander. He has proven it. He has shown the fruits of his labor as being 100% pure and good. We must pray for him. We must monetarily support him. But more importantly, we must hit the streets and get the word out for Ron Paul now for president 2012. The campaign's already on. Start supporting him now. Ron Paul, 2012. It's going to happen. Visualize it. We're going to save the republic. That said, coming up, the most devastating information I've gotten in months. Every few months, news comes out confirming our worst fears. We already know the New World Order architecture, but we are studying their timeline. Where are they on their timeline? What trick are they going to pull next in their architecture of destroying the family, bringing in the tyranny and the soft kill system? We have gotten intel that is mainstream media that is devastating and shakes me to my core. The enemy is moving faster than I thought. That is coming up in the final segment of this hour before our guest is in studio with us, and we'll take calls when she's on with us as well. Parents are to be banned from being with their children. You will be government licensed to be able to have children. This is the one-child policy. This is starting in England. And it, when I saw this and read the articles during the last few breaks, it shook me. Hell is being released. These people are worse than I thought running things. You know, you want to think the more extreme of them say abolish the family, raise the kids in dormitories, but then you realize it's already happening. Everything this book, Ecoscience, talks about as government policy is what they're implementing and more. I want to talk to Ted Anderson, though. He's been one of the biggest financial supporters of Ron Paul. He spent over $300,000 just on the Ron Paul Air Force with banners flying all over the country. People then found out about Liberty and Freedom. They then found this show. Ron Paul said that half of his support in the first 6 months of his campaign came from this show. We were the embryonic support system for the Ron Paul presidential zygote to grow into a healthy fetus. Now it's a young man up on its hind legs and filled with strength. We're going to put all our blood and courage and energy into Ron Paul. And through him, we win either way as a vehicle to enlighten and awaken. But Ted, I know you just heard my little speech about drafting Ron Paul. I know Ron Paul. I know his heart. I know his mind. If he is healthy, he will run for president. But do you agree with me? He needs to launch in the next 6 months to get the jump on everybody else.
Oh, I agree with you completely, Alex. Ron Paul has really made a statement that just stands way out beyond any other politician out there, and everything he said has come true. And there is no question in my mind, or I think anybody in the entire nation's mind, that Ron Paul is on the right track to really take care of the problems of this country. And finally, people are waking up. Last time he ran, the media made fun and jokes about what he was all about, and then he loses the election, but next thing you know, Fox News has him up saying, oh, you said this, and this is what happened. Oh, you said that would happen, and it did. Why didn't we listen to you then? Rather than making jokes about him and his ideas and philosophies, now I'm sure a lot of these people will get behind him, and it should be a pretty easy race for him.
Absolutely, Ted. I got you on to talk about gold. It hit a ceiling of 145 to 1,045 to 1,055 for about a month, close to a month. Then the banks tried to hammer it down. It's exploded like a beach ball underwater again. You still have the gold and silver at the $1,000 level when the markets were at 1,000, when silver was at 12 and change, now up at 17. I wanted to just give people an opportunity again to get out of some of the stocks and bonds and cruddy paper and derivatives, and to get into some gold and silver at a great introductory price that is just so good, there's not even words to describe how good the deal is.
Well, that's the thing, Alex. I mean, remember the British sovereign and the franc went up a little bit during that time period. I still have the tens down at that lower price. But, you know, the thing is I was able to back down on some of my prices. I was able to buy in here in the 1,020 range, and gold has shot up over $40 today. And so, I feel like a genius, but I really am not. I just buy when the market dips. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that Washington hasn't solved their problems yet. I mean, they're just creating more, and they're going to drive this country right into the toilet, along with the central banks of the world and this whole world government thing. I mean, it should make anybody nervous. Yeah, right now you should be buying gold and silver, and you should get as far away from fiat currency as you can. This is the end of the run. Fiat currency comes through the process of debt. We have gone so far into debt that we can no longer even afford to service the interest on the debt.
And the bankers do this to take over society, and now the very same bankers that engineered this, the very same people are posing as our saviors to totally take over the free market. They're hijacking every major industry. This is going to give the private Fed unlimited power. England already has this, grabbing people's property, private corporations. This is hellish, Ted. People need to at least protect themselves in silver and gold. Give them today's coin offers.
Yeah, today's offer is going to be the franc at 236, which was 238 before. British sovereigns are at 291, which were at 293 before.
So it's even lower than when the market was at 1,000. You're going...
Yep.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I came back on that price. The Lakota Nation coins, I still have at 2230. But remember those Walkers I kept talking about buying? They're gone now. Everything, I've sold out 100% of that inventory. As a matter of fact, I'm a little short and I'm trying to find them.
I know. I bought a bag of them from you.
Yeah, that's how tight that market got. And I just need to tell you right now, Alex, at this particular time, I mean, gold took a little bit of a dip here. We had about 3 or 4 days to buy it cheap, and all of a sudden here it goes racing back upwards again. People almost get lulled into sleep. They think, yay, the economy is going to be great again. And next thing you know, whack. Gold goes up.
Well, that's the media lying. And I was watching CNN this morning, and they go, in the new system, you don't have a job, but the economy's better because the banks are doing good. See, only the banks, as long as they do good, everything's fine, according to the controlled corporate media. So those are some great deals on silver and gold. Folks should give your brokers a call at 800-686-2237. 800-686, there it is on the screen, 800-686-2237, or the bouncing ball, like on TV when you were a kid. 800-686-2237. Remember those old cartoons?
Yeah, Hartman? That was something, wasn't it?
That was something. 800-686-2237. The brokers will be there till midnight. And, Ted, how long can you hold this deal?
Well, we're holding it today. We'll watch it, see what happens with gold here.
800-686-2237. Ted, you going to support Ron Paul for president 2012?
I've been supporting him after he lost his election. I'm his main sponsor for all of his events.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
We have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Ooh, Lord,
trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble for God.
I have some horrific news for viewers and listeners of this transmission. England is the model of world government. The think tanks, the social services, the family services were started in England over 120 years ago as eugenics or race hygiene courts. Nazi Germany, through Kaiser Wilhelm before him, adopted it by the 20s. The United States, over 30 states, had sterilization laws. The family courts are to take over society, have year-round school, take children for no reason, raise them in government dormitories. The communist Chinese model is the next most advanced in this stage of control after England and the United States. Everything happening in England is now being proposed. Here are a stack of news articles I want to show PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. I'll read out the headline for radio listeners so they can go and check out the headlines for themselves. Council bans parents from play areas. City Council. Britain to put CCTV cameras inside private homes of parents. Sin bins for worst families. Public to monitor CCTV from home. Your neighbors are to watch you. Now, if you want in England, this is under their federal funding and under UN rules, to be able to be on the streets with your children or take them to public parks, you have to go get registered as a government ranger with a radio and cell phone to be able to be with your children. You need a license to be with your children. Parents that don't get the license at public parks will not be allowed to. We had the BBC news report we played a few months ago about this where they were saying how great it was. And then in studio, I had Sarah McBride of the Wall Street Journal on. She went to England, clean cut, nice lady, to go do a report on travel. She also does travel reports for the Wall Street Journal. And while she was out, people walked up to her and said, you can't take photos of the Thames River. There were no children there because you may be a pedophile taking photos of children. These were citizen rangers. Everyone is a prisoner in England. The police have come up to me when I'm walking down the street and said, who are you? Give us your data. We're putting you in a terror database. It's happened to Steve Watson. He lives in London. Now, they've announced they're going to do this, and first 2,000 families, then 4,000, 20,000, now they're announcing 50,000. Under law, new parents, no criminal record, no nothing. They are told they will have their children taken if cameras aren't put in all parts of the home to be watched by other citizen volunteers to make sure they're not yelling at their children, that they're going into bed at time. No discipline of any type is allowed. Then the child will be a hellion. They can then be drugged and then taken. I announced earlier out of the Times of London, no more warrants, private corporations to take your home, your business, everything. Even the police are freaking out. The same laws are trying to pass here. Obama has announced year-round school for kids he wants. You'll need to stay there till 7 at night. Parents will be inspected. The Houston police chief wants cameras in all the citizens' homes. That was announced 2 years ago. And yes, it's outrageous. They're just throwing it in your face. Council bans parents from play areas. London Telegraph today. Parents have been banned from supervising their children in public playgrounds because they have not undergone criminal record checks. You understand? You're guilty until proven innocent. You can't come outside without a government authorization. Only council-vetted play rangers are now allowed to monitor youngsters in two parks in Watford, while parents must watch from outside the perimeter fence. This is the system. You are criminals. You are evil. You are bad. This is the licensing to have children that they pushed in the media and the culture for years. This is the one-child policy. It's actually happening. And this is how they're building their Stasi police force that'll then be used in other areas as well.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda,
They'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Medina neck and neck in the polls in the Republican primary with incumbent Rick Perry and U.S. Senator and Bilderberg Steering Committee member Kay Bailey Hutchinson will be in studio with us for the last 52 minutes of this broadcast transmission today. We're going to clear the phone board, sorry to other callers, and just take callers for Deborah Medina on Texas politics. But this affects the entire nation. They're trying to launch Rick Perry for president later. He needs to get reelected to do that. He's a Bilderberg Group attendee. Kay Bailey Hutchinson is a top-level globalist. I don't know which one is worse. We've got to support Deborah Medina in the Republican primary big time. She is a libertarian Ron Paul supporter. We couldn't ask for a better candidate. So we'll talk to her coming up and talk to the voters here in the second most populous and also second most large geographic area, state of Texas, where I come to you from, here deep in the heart of Texas. We'll go over all the different issues with her as this new breed of pro-liberty Republicans trying to replace the neocons and globalists. So this affects the entire nation. Have a lot of important questions for her. Before I go any further, though, we're going to go over some of the sponsors that have made today's show possible. There is a special this week for Ecola Blues. They're normally $1,200. There's seven filters, reverse osmosis, carbon filter, antifungal, antibacterial UV light, and three other systems in it. It's computerized, very easy to use and maintain, grabs water out of the air, puts it in a stainless steel tank. Beautiful units, looks like a water cooler, a high-tech water cooler without a water bottle on top. You can't get cleaner water than the Ecola Blue, EcolaBlue.com. It's 20% off right now, $999 to get an Ecola Blue today by going to EcolaBlue.com, ECOLOBlue.com, or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. Continuing with our sponsors, NewSilverSolution.com. Go read all the peer-reviewed government university studies about the special ionized silver solution and the incredible antibacterial, antiviral components in it. Go read it for yourself. SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. One word, SupernaturalSilver.com. Check them out today. Fabulous stuff. Go, again, just go read the medical reports for yourself at SupernaturalSilver.com. And one other sponsor I want to tell you about is MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, and ice storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a wonderful way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the Power Source 1800-1800-watt generator and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas, but in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move today at MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. Or give the great folks a call to get a free brochure or learn more at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. We're going to go to break and come back with Deborah Medina in studio. But I just want to finish up with the government in the U.S. announcing in California and Illinois that you can't homeschool your children without a teaching degree, even though all the statistics show that homeschoolers have the highest test scores of even Ivy, you know, League type people when they come out of high school. It's better than the Ivy League tutor schools they have for high schoolers. And plus, parents own their children. They're your property. The state is saying they're your property, their property. And all over the world, they're telling parents you got to have a special license to even take your children to the playground. This is outrageous. And the Brits roll over to everything, so they're the model of all of this. And they're starting similar things here in the U.S. where you can't go into the school to get your child. You got to have an ID card. You've got to be thumbprinted at Westlake to go in. You've got to have a background check run. The same crap is beginning here in the last 5 years. They'll be doing this here soon as well. So get angry and realize you're being trained to live as a prisoner in this country. Deborah Medina, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 Hz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OxySilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll-free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
MedinaForTexas.com, M-E-D-I-N-A, for Texas.com. As much as I like Kinky Friedman, he probably doesn't have that much of a chance of winning, and he'll just pull libertarians and independents away. I have looked at her policies, her platform. She is, I know, a Ron Paul supporter, and I'm going to support Deborah Medina for governor. She's in major polls, has been as high as 72% in Texas monthly polls. In fact, they've had the poll multiple times. She began at 44.58, or right at 45%. She's now grown in the latest poll to 72% in a statewide Texas Monthly poll. Other polls show her neck and neck or leading or only slightly behind. People don't like Kay Bailey Hutchinson, who is a steering committee member of the North American Union Bilderberg Group, on record. That's in mainstream news. Rick Perry bragged to the Dallas Morning News that he was violating the Logan Act federal law. In 2007, he went to Istanbul, Turkey, and spoke to the private group who's involved in taking over a lot of Texas utilities. But he's only been a speaker, being vetted by Bilderberg. She is a steering committee member. There's only four in the United States out of 125 world leaders. She is bad news all the way. Rick Perry is absolutely terrible as well for NAFTA and GATT, open borders, though he acts like he is, and he supports the NAFTA superhighways, the Trans-Texas Corridor, trying to block the legislature from blocking it twice. So he wears a big hat, but he's all hat and no cattle. He is an inch deep, a mile wide. I'm telling you, the more I learn about Deborah Medina, MedinaForTexas.com, the more excited I get. Now, I told you last hour, Ron Paul is going to run for president in 2012 unless he has any medical problems. And thank God right now he's in great shape and jogs several miles a day and rides his bike several miles a day. But we need to draft him to run early, and we need to support his son, who I told you was going to run 6 months before it was announced that Rand Paul was going to run for U.S. Senate, and he's going to win unless there's election fraud. We need to come out and get the word out, just like we did on the flu vaccine being dangerous. 70%+ 6 months ago said they were going to take the H1N1. Now it's only about 30% saying they're going to take it. Grassroots media, ear to ear, person to person, town hall to town hall, local talk radio. I want to hear everybody call into every talk radio station every day and say, Ron Paul for president, Deborah Medina for Texas governor. And we can do this. People are sick of the Democrats. They're sick of the Republicans. The federal Congress only has an 11% approval rating, the lowest in history. Obama's gone from 86 down to 42 to 45, depending on the poll. He's dropping like a rock. And so are the Republicans. And that's because people realize that our republic is going to hell in a handbasket. So I am very, very excited to have Deborah Medina in with us till the end of the radio show in 50 minutes. Deborah, it's great to have you here with us.
Thank you, Alex. I'm thrilled to be here.
You know, I'm proud of the fact that my family was at San Jacinto and was at Goliad, and that the Ayers family on my mom's side raised Colonel Travis's son, and that my father's family was involved in the founding of Texas with Mexican land grants in 1829. And I learned here that you had relatives in the fight for Texas independence. That's exciting. Not a carpetbagger like George Bush or these other people we've had down here. It's very exciting to have a real bona fide Texan. Spend some time telling us about Deborah Medina. Then we're going to go over your policies.
All right. I born and raised in South Texas. Daddy worked for the phone company. Mom was a stay-at-home mom. Four kids in my family. Husband and I both went to public school in Beeville, Texas. I say that I grew up on a farm. Mama bought mayonnaise, mustard, and ketchup at the grocery store. We raised everything else we ate there on the farm, butchered chickens, butchered hogs, butchered cows, milked a cow, that kind of thing. Registered nurse by profession, moved with my husband in 1989 to Wharton, Texas, and have been very active in politics. Your listeners may know that Wharton is smack dab in the middle of Ron Paul's congressional district. So I have grown up politically, if you will, under his mentoring, understand a little bit about economics and the rightful role of government, the proper role of government in our lives, and got tapped actually as I was in Houston preparing for an In the Fed rally, helping the organizers in Houston get ready for that first In the Fed. You'll remember we held those all over the country at every Federal Reserve Bank last November. And it was November a year ago that someone said, Deborah, why don't you run for governor? I knew right away that I didn't like the choices we were going to have come March of 2010. It took me about 4 months to decide I would get in this race, and I'm fighting for all I've got. We're seeing people jumping on board every day, and we really need help to make sure that we win this race in Texas.
Sure. I mean, Kinky's a nice fellow, and I want to be able to support him. But when I had him on 4 or 5 months ago, you hadn't yet declared you weren't on the radar yet, or you were just getting ready to, and you know, because compared to Rick Perry and the Democrats and Kay Bailey, you know, he's great. But I'm sorry, I think Kinky should get behind you because Ron Paul has the grassroots system. he became a focal point for people that understand the shadow government, the, you know, the New World Order, this entire system. And if we get the Ron Paul slash Tea Party that that Rick Perry and others have been trying to co-opt behind you, the real McCoy, we can win. And I think that you grew up on a farm, that you are a nurse, that you have a great record, that you are a Ron Paul supporter, that you got drafted, that you got tapped, that's what we need. We don't need another slick lawyer. We don't need another slick politician. We don't need some globalist stooge like Hey Belly Hutchinson. All the other candidates are a nightmare, except for Kinky. He's a nice fella. But you are the only choice. And have you been surprised by the explosive support you've been seeing?
I have been. You know, people ask me every day, well, Deborah, how are you going to win? You don't have a lot of money. And I said, no, but I got a lot of shoe leather and a lot of elbow grease. People are walking streets, pounding the pavement already today. I feel like we've got waitresses at the window saying, give me food, give me food. They are hungry to get out there and do the work. And it's through the alternative media that message is getting out. And we need to give people some marching orders today. I hope we can do that on your show, help people understand how they can help us win this race. It's real important.
And I want to be clear. Resistance is victory. Ron Paul didn't win in 2008. But he's now all over television. They admit he's the third rail that people are shattering the left-right paradigm with. And it's going to be very hard to beat him in 2012. It's going to be very hard to defeat Ron Paul in 2012. And I'll tell you right now, he's going to run. And I'm not going to say I heard that from him. I can tell you it's going to happen. Unless there's a medical problem. We have people running for Senate, running for House. Even if you don't win this time, it's going to grow the Texas Ron Paul libertarian true conservative base. But you actually have a great shot. But even if you lose, the pounding the pavement, the money that's donated, that goes towards injecting alternatives. Then as things get even worse, next time we'll have an even better shot. But again, you have a shot on winning because of Ron Paul and the grassroots support. And this is so historical. Let's talk about the poll numbers and then get into marching orders and what you would do as Texas governor.
You bet. I really do believe we are going to win this thing. And I think that we're seeing evidence of that every day. People don't know how to put their hands around what's happening in these tea parties. You know, they're so used to having an executive director of some association or another that they can call and say, what do your members think? You can't do that with
Rick Perry's getting booed. Senator Cornyn's booed by conservatives. Tired of it.
That's right.
We don't want some guy with a big cowboy hat who can't ride a horse up there.
Agreed. Agree.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think all of Texas knows that, but there's no one person you can call. These are, in fact, a bunch of independent Texans right where they ought to be getting behind this race, and so it's a great place to be. I think we're going to see some real difference made in Texas when we get back to a proper limited government.
Tell us about these polls. I mean, as high as 70-plus percent. I mean, that is just absolutely astounding.
Well, you know, we're waiting for some of those quote unquote statistically valid polls, but we are seeing in these online polls, great margins of victory, not a runoff in March, but a clear victory in excess of 50%, which is what we need to win. So it brings a lot of enthusiasm to the campaign and causes people, gets our name out there, ups that name ID. That's really important. I know that, you know, a lot of folks will poo-poo these online polls, but it does raise the name ID of the candidate, makes people say, who is she? So I want to send out a thanks to everybody that is voting in these polls and helping to spread that message.
Slogans. I mean, obviously, you are a Ron Paul supporter who founded the Tea Parties, and it's now been taken over kind of by the Republican Party to a certain extent, but we're staying in there so they don't fully co-opt them. But slogans, I mean, somehow you've got to identify that you're the real McCoy, that these are establishment fakes, and that we want to try something new. We want to go with a Ron Paul type woman. I mean, we need you. Have you guys begun to craft some type of slogan or some type of stunt to I mean, that's what it is. That's what gets attention. To go in there and identify Kay Bailey. I mean, do you want to, here on air right now, call out Kay Bailey Hutchinson for being a Bilderberg Group steering committee member?
Kay Perry, Rick Hutchinson, that's what I've been saying. You know, there's not much difference between the two. We've seen that time and time in elections. I think many of us saw that in the presidential campaign last time. We saw a lot of the same people pulling the strings. I think we've seen Obama be much more aggressive than we thought he might be, but certainly most of us recognize that it's some higher ups and some one worlders that are kind of dictating things. We see that in Texas, even in our leadership and our governor. I just met today with the Texas Association of Manufacturers, and I was told by an individual there on more than one occasion today, we're scared. Our members are scared. I said, that's a pretty big indictment. When you are scared of your elected officials for fear of the influence and the impact that they could have on your business, when you don't walk the line that they set out for you to walk, we've got a real problem in this country. We better wake up and we better make some changes and put some people in office who have the courage and the backbone to stand on those limited principles of our Constitution and govern in accord with that.
MedinaForTexas.com. We're going to break. When we come back, we're going to talk about why they're scared. We need a governor to lead a state's rights resistance under the 10th and 9th Amendment and say no to the carbon tax. We're going to talk about your game plan if the people bust their hind in and get you in as our governor. Deborah Medina is our guest in studio. I'm Alex Jones.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
I'm right there.
Medina is our guest. Short segment right now. Coming back with a long segment, we'll take your calls at 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Deborah Medina for Texas, medinafortexas.com for governor. Okay, you talk about Texas manufacturers. The whole country's being deindustrialized. We're going to end up like Detroit. I just sent two camera guys for 4 days up to Detroit. They said it's worse than what the news is saying. Time magazine had the cover, The Fall of Detroit. It's the whole state. Whole blocks and nice areas collapsing, vines growing up, crime everywhere, government taxes only being raised. Texas and the rest of the country, California's already a failed state. People better be scared. And if we can get a real governor in there to implement the 10th and 9th Amendment and say, we're not implementing your global UN carbon tax to foreign banks, we could save this state and set the example to turn the tide. California's been used as the beta test for big government globalism. Texas should be and has the people to be the leaders to reignite the flame of liberty on the long march to our destiny of freedom. Deborah Medina, as governor, what are you going to do to stop the globalist agenda?
You're going to nullify all federal law that overreaches the authority of the U.S. Constitution. You know, Thomas Jefferson told the folks that we're afraid of the federal government getting into our business. States don't need to worry about that because it is the unquestionable right of the state to determine when the federal government steps outside of the Constitution and to nullify any law. Texas hasn't lifted a finger to nullify anything under Perry's leadership. We have got to start nullifying. I'm traveling around Texas saying, can you imagine what it would be like if we nullified intervention into agriculture? And we told farmers and ranchers in Texas, you want to plant it, you want to grow it, you want to sell it, get out there and get after it. What if we told our energy sector, you want to produce, get out there and get after it. We'll keep the federal government off your back. We need the Texas legislature nullifying law, and we need the Texas governor as the head of the executive branch of this great state interposing against federal law enforcement where it oversteps the bounds of the Constitution. Interposition, nullification, the two tools available to the state. Long before we talk about secession, we ought to be aggressively using nullification, interposition. We haven't even lifted a finger.
And by the way, Perry says he's against NAFTA and GATT and against the Trans-Texas Corridor when he's the guy always pushing it. He literally goes up there, puts on this act. I've been in the same restaurant with Perry when he's meeting with people. It's all intellectual talk. He's all very graceful. But then when he goes out, he's like, I'm a cowboy. We're going to secede. Woohoo. Then the New York Times says, what do you mean? He goes, oh, that's just a joke. See, instead of having real states' rights and the states asserting its sovereignty, not seceding, instead he bypasses that and goes, we're going to secede, and puts on a fake, you know, good old boy accent. I mean, it's just as fake as a $3 bill.
He's a very good campaigner. People need to remember that. I, you know, he's smooth and he's suave and he says what he needs to say to get elected. I think people are waking up. I think people all across the state are waking up. The 912 groups, the Tea Party groups are some indication that that's happening. But it started first in that Ron Paul presidential campaign, didn't it?
Now, if the controlled globalist liberal arm of the media, MSNBC, CNBC, CNN, they want Kay Bailey Hutchinson because she's the Bilderberg. She's the Bilderberg steering committee for the U.S.
Okay.
I mean, she runs it. Notice how they'll attack him all day for his death panel, you know, his executions, and maybe doing a bad job with that. Who knows? Because the feds want to come in here and take control. But notice they won't put you on TV, or they should. You would totally destroy Perry. But no, they only want to destroy him enough to get Kay Bailey in. Kay Bailey's the real danger.
I think there's not much difference between the two. They both have allegiance to
but
the
I'm saying the establishment wants her.
Okay.
I mean, I know you're smart and understand this. I'm just saying, if you watch the news, they don't want Rick Perry. I mean, he's bad. But, I mean, she is definitely the heir apparent.
They are both aligned, though, with the same interest.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And they neither one of them have the best interest of average Texans. Neither one of them have a backbone to support the U.S. Constitution. Neither one of them will advocate for the Texas Constitution. If we're going to be free, and I've been active in politics for a long time, I frequently say, would we know a policy that restored freedom versus one that destroyed it? If it stood up and slapped us in the face, would we recognize the difference? Those nations, historically, that have been the most free and the most prosperous have had in common private property ownership and gun ownership. If we're going to restore freedom in Texas, we better get back to owning our property and keeping uninfringed our right to keep and
buy. I agree. And the First Amendment. We'll be right back and talk about that.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to ENERFOOD.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hey folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about OxySilver, the world's most advanced silver hydrosol that Dr. Horowitz says can make risky vaccines and antibiotics avoidable. You've heard Dr. Leonard Horowitz and others urge vaccination avoidance. Instead, use vitamin C, D, and OxySilver, along with Zeolife for broad-spectrum detoxification. Using NASA science, OxySilver is nanosilver covalently bonded to water. OxySilver safely electrocutes pathogens, oxygenates for faster healing, then delivers a 528 hertz frequency homeopathic-like energy that Dr. Horowitz proves is fundamental to life and recovering health. He also recommends Zeolife for blood cleansing and GI Flora Pro as a probiotic for intestinal immunity. Help others and earn extra income. Become a Healthy World affiliate free online. To order OxySilver or to find out more, visit OxySilver.net. That's OXYSilver.net. Or call about OxySilver, Zeolife, and GI Flora Pro toll-free at 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Do it now.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Your calls are coming up for Deborah Medina at 1-800-259-9231. MedinaForTexas.com is the website. Don't forget, my new film, Fall of the Republic, is out on DVD. Be part of the Second American Revolution. The answer to 1984 is $17.76. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com. Make copies of it and give it to everyone you know so they'll understand the globalist master plan from their own words, their own statements. Or call toll-free to get Fall of the Republic, 888-253-3139. You can also download it or watch it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, Deborah, I want to go through a list of issues, but you brought up the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is under attack federally. California's passing laws, Illinois, all these other states that then affect manufacturers nationwide. Montana has passed a law and telling the feds, we're going to manufacture firearms within the state, which is fully under the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. Give us your stand, your view of the Second Amendment and what you would do as governor to defend it.
The founder said not only best you own arms, you better know how to use them as well as any government army. Not only do we need to own guns, we need to be very skilled in their use. We need to restore that. You're not going to see U.S. military or other law enforcement rolling through hurricane-ravaged parts of Texas taking guns from law-abiding citizens like you saw in New Orleans. In Texas with Medina as governor, you're not going to see the federal government coming in to Texas deploying the U.S. military in Texas. We're going to recognize that sheriffs are the constitutional law enforcement office in this state. We're going to put them back in charge of law enforcement in their county and hold them accountable for that.
Amen to that. Instead, we see the feds funding cities to take over the sheriff's department. That's backwards. The county
is
empowered by the legislature. It's over the city, but instead it's completely backwards.
That's right. We have got to get back to a constitutional understanding, a constitutional republic. You were talking earlier about this notion that a principal role of government is justice, laws that apply equally to all of us. It doesn't matter what your race, your sex, your economic class, your business affiliation is. You live in the United States of America. You live in the great state of Texas. We have a set of laws. This is the republic, and they apply to all of us equally and the same.
Absolutely. In New Orleans and even into Mississippi, they went into high and dry, even wealthy areas, and went in and said, you're not allowed to own guns. We're taking them, and didn't even give them back. And the police chief says all the firearms will be taken. And they used the military to do that. The governor could have said no to that.
That's right. Did we not have a bill out of this Texas legislative session that said we're going to criminalize your behavior if you fail to evacuate your own private property when we tell you to evacuate? Not in Texas.
And now they want to make you wear a bracelet when you leave with an RFID transmitter. Let's move on to the next subject. Well, let me bring this up. Would you look at implementing the Montana?
Absolutely.
So you would call for basically total open concealed carry, open carry, concealed carry. Open's already the law. Would you call for manufacturing firearms in Texas?
Yes.
Very exciting.
I would call for not licensing firearms ownership. You know, you may.
So Vermont style.
I'm not that familiar with the Vermont rules.
Well, it's just Second Amendment.
If you say you and you cannot carry, you do not say to the other 98% of the population, you have to have permission to carry. When you and you who have identified as people, felons, that can't carry a weapon, if that's what the people in the state of Texas decide, then when a felon's caught with a weapon, he's prosecuted accordingly. But we're not going to make 98% of law-abiding citizens jump through some hoop to carry a gun.
Well, the trick is, under common law, you can't conceal. But under the common law, you can have it open. You can have it open, but the police will still arrest you, even though there's no law.
We got to fix that in Texas.
There's no law against driving around with your pickup truck with a 243 or 30-odd-6, but they'll still arrest you. So as governor, you'd explain to the police that's illegal.
That's correct.
They are committing crimes when they do that.
That's correct. Let's get back to following the law. Let's make sure that county sheriffs understand their proper constitutional role and quit deferring to a militaristic federal state.
Next issue, the border. Guaranteed, if the governor said, we want military veterans, volunteers to go through a quick training course to go down and protect the border. Now when we get shot at, the troops are told to run. They put a few thousand guard on the whole border. They're not even allowed to interdict drugs or anything. What would you do about our border?
We've got to secure that border. Every one of us wants legal immigration coming through the legal ports of entry, important for trade, important for the economy, important for labor, legal immigration, working with local law enforcement, getting down on the border, spent some time in Hudspeth County just last week talking with the sheriff's department there. You know, they've got one legal port of entry in that county, 96 miles of border with Mexico, one legal port of entry, 9 bridges over the river maintained by the International Boundary Commission. The sheriff said almost to ADA standards. You can get a wheelchair across there, but only one of those is the legal port of entry. I said, why haven't we closed them? He said, if I close them, I'll be thrown in jail. I said, what about the great state of Texas? Can Texas not close those? We need to work with that International Boundary Commission. We're not going to have.
Yeah, notice how we have an international commission controlling our borders.
That's right.
That's what the globalists do. They create private commissions to steal our water, our land. Okay, let's talk about this next. Premises ID, animal ID, a federal regulation, but not a law. But then they do these stunts where the girl that wins for the best heifer at the 4-H club or at the county fair, they then put her in handcuffs, take her off the stage saying, oh, our rule is you've got to have an animal ID, premises ID at your home to be able to show a cow or a pig or some sheep here. There's no law, but the bureaucrats federally are funding the state to harass farmers, ranchers. It was written by big agriculture companies, big poultry producers. They admit to shut down small farms and ranches to force everything onto global big agriculture. What would you do about that as governor with the animal ID and premises ID? Because Texas is the only state in the union to criminally be following the federal edict that's not even a law to enforce this on our farms and ranches.
The executive branch has the opportunity and the tools available to it in interposition to say those federal laws outside of the Constitution will not be enforced in this state. Unilaterally will not be enforced. Make the executive do what the executive ought to be doing. There is no law. It ought not be enforced. And where there is federal law like Real ID, it ought to be nullified by the state legislature in Texas.
And, Governor, would you, because I know you're a big Ron DePaul's supporter in the Fed, organizer, it's just you're the best person, and you really are a great lady, have a wonderful president, it's a great speaker, very intelligent. I just can't wait for you, if the people rise up, to crush Rick Perry and Kay Bailey Hutchinson in the primary and to crush the Democrat. I believe this state, if you can win the primary, will not vote for a big government Democrat. The Democrats, people voted for them thinking that they would reverse the tripling of government Bush engaged in. Now Democrats are lower than Republicans in every poll. You are riding in on a wave of resistance to big government. If we can just get you in there, you can win against the Democrat. If you can just win in this Republican primary that's coming up. And we're going to give those marching orders in a moment and then go to calls. What would you do on property tax and all these new medical districts and things they're creating? Every 4 or 5 months, a new bureaucrat shows up telling me a new tax I have on this TV/radio/film studio. All these new taxes are being erected on me, like we're Massachusetts or New York State or something, or California. The bureaucracy is just going to seed. What would you do about property taxes and all this big government garbage?
We must remember property ownership and gun ownership, essential elements of freedom. Property tax has to go in Texas. Not just for the economic implications there, but because it is the thing that is most critical to preserving freedom. You get rid of property tax in Texas. You raise the revenue that you need to fund the bare essential government services with the sales tax. No property tax in Texas. We're crafting. We need that legislation crafted. I'm beginning to say to people, we need to start writing that legislation today so that it is ready to be introduced in January of 2011. We get it through the session in that first 5 months and we get it done. We get rid of property tax in Texas.
Here's another thing we're dealing with. They passed a Senate bill a few sessions ago where school districts can now have on top of property tax a school district tax. And I was sitting there with one of my great cousins, call him an uncle, but you know, and I was sitting there with Pat this weekend before we went to a funeral in East Texas. And he sits there on about 40 acres. He lives in a double wide trailer. It's nice, but he's an Army veteran of 20 something years. He's not rich. And he said, Alex, this new school board tax was $900 last year, but it was closer to $10,000 this year, a ninefold increase. And he said, what is this? And I didn't even know what it was. I mean, there's so many new taxes, I can't even keep track of it. And luckily, he then worked for the prisons, and then he worked for a few years for the post office, so he's a triple retiree. But other people around there can't even afford their gas to pay all these taxes. He doesn't own his land anymore. He pays a giant rent to the local school board. The local boss hogs are stealing the money in Buffalo and Fairfield. I mean, when is this going to end?
We're all tenants, aren't we?
Yes.
Tenants in our own homes. You get rid of property tax in Texas. You restore true private property ownership. You create economic incentive. You create economic activity. You see a $3 billion increase in net personal income in Texas. You add 125,000 to 175,000 new jobs just by eliminating the property tax.
And they buy more stuff. All the studies show it. And you actually get higher revenue. And government knows when you cut taxes, revenue goes up because people spend more. But they want control of the economy. They don't want a good economy.
Well, I want a good economy. I want a free state. I visited with a man recently who immigrated here from Cuba. And I said 3 years ago he left Cuba, had been there four generations. I said, if I were to take a picture of you standing on the street in Cuba in a communist dictatorship, take a picture of you standing on the street in Austin, Texas in a constitutional republic, what's the difference between the man in Cuba and the man in Austin? And he said, the man in Cuba has no dreams. Everything was free. Healthcare was free. Education was free. I had no dreams. I could not plan to live somewhere, go somewhere, or work somewhere. I had no dreams. We don't want that in Texas. That's where we're headed. If we do not remember property ownership, gun ownership keeps men free, and stand on those two things without compromise and without surrender, regardless of how many potholes need to be filled, how many new police officers need to be hired, how many new school buildings need to be built, we better remember first that it's about freedom first.
Well, we built the state and the country without all these taxes. We had a 10% national growth rate until we got the Federal Reserve. Now it's at about 2%. And things are rotting and falling apart. Government takes our money and then gives us a little bit of it back with strings attached. I want to go to calls and then give marching orders here for folks that want to get involved in the final segment. But I did want to bring up the Austin police chief. The legislature passed a law. They can take blood without warrants now. What you would do as governor?
Interpose. Fight against that kind of bad legislation, veto the legislation, work with the legislature to get that corrected, and in the meantime, interpose where we could, work with the Texas Attorney General to stop that kind of behavior. We cannot violate those inherent constitutional rights that people have.
What about the director of DPS that's going off these federal reports saying Ron Paul supporters are terrorists, in the Fed people are terrorists, gun owners are terrorists, and that Homeland Security is really for veterans?
We've got a big problem in Texas. We've got a lot of work to do to re-educate. I've seen some activity.
We got Soviet brainwashing in the state police.
We do. And I've seen some activity at the grassroots level. People are doing some innovative things. I think it goes back to the county sheriff. We've got to work with county sheriffs to make sure that they understand their constitutional duty to protect the citizens of their county using the U.S. Constitution and the state constitution. Re-educate all of ourselves as to the proper role of a constitutional republic. Grassroots activists can help with that. Get in there, talk to your county sheriff, help them understand, maybe share Sheriff Mac's book with your county sheriff. Get that dialogue going. Let's put county sheriffs back in charge of law enforcement and not have either a federal military police state or a state police.
And by the way, the Viper teams nationwide are now setting up checkpoints on bridges, checkpoints out in the countryside, border checkpoints 100 miles in. I mean, they admit they want to put metal detectors in malls. They want to turn all of the U.S. into a giant prison. They want parents to have a license to have children. That's being discussed by the bureaucrats. I mean, the government is run by a bunch of control freaks. Let's go to some phone calls. Ronnie in Texas, you're on the air with, yeah, you can go ahead and put your headphones on. Ronnie in Texas, you're on the air with Deborah Medina, Republican candidate in the primary, neck and neck in many polls with the other establishment candidates. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Deborah Medina, your idea about with no property taxes on a real estate market statewide will explode. And, of course, you're right about county sheriffs. They're heralded in our sacred constitution. But here's a slogan idea suggestion for soon-to-be Governor Deborah Medina's campaign, and that is OBGYN Dr. Ron Paul's preferred candidate. And she's, of course, not a, you are not a Bilderberger stooge. But just yesterday I found mine is placed Deborah Medina campaign sign. I just happen to have left it behind somewhere. And thank you for giving true conservatives. I wanted to thank you for giving us a strong voice for patriots to win back the governorship of this.
Absolutely. I'm going to move on to questions, Ronnie. Thank you. Yes, Ron Paul has endorsed her. CW in Texas. You're on the air, CW.
I tell y'all what, I'm grinning ear to ear listening to y'all. This is a breath of fresh air that not only myself, but we've been waiting for. And ma'am, you will be the next governor of Texas.
I believe that. Well, thank you.
One suggestion, a way that we can restore the water to Central Texas and create jobs here in Texas would be to strategically build some desalinization plants along the coast, pipe inward to the recharge zones.
Yeah, that's another issue. They're taking all the Central Texas aquifer water. We can't even have lakes anymore, and giving it to the rice farmers. And I'm not against the rice farmers, but this is this resource battle. The rice production uses hundreds of times the water what the average person does. What would you do about that?
We've got water rights issues all over the state of Texas. We have got to get back to limited government at the local level to the degree possible. We need to explore those desalinization opportunities. I know that's been talked about some. We have to be careful that we don't create in our knee-jerk reaction to get a quick fix to these things. Look at the long term. You know, we see a lot of similar discussion, I think, on energy policy. Which is your preferred source of energy? Let's let the market figure that out. The market is the best indicator,
right,
picking and choosing winners and losers.
I'm going to skip this final break for the Genesis Network. It is a network break, so stations will be fine with that. Let's go ahead and take a call from Joe in Texas. Joe, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. A longtime listener of your show. Bought a lot of your DVDs. And I also have supported the Deborah Medina campaign. My question is, what can we do in our local communities to help out with the campaign?
I've been saying to folks, be sure and answer your phone. Poll numbers seem to be real important to people, and that's the way polls get taken, is on phone calls. So don't screen your calls. Take those pollster phone calls. Let them know that you're favoring Deborah Medina. All you can do to get us on talk radio and in the media will help with that name identification. I'm going to be out there. I want you to take courage from that. I'm working 7 days a week, 14, 16, sometimes 18-hour days. I'm going to continue to do that every day. Someone told me today that I'd been analogized to a mutter, that horse that runs inside the track or next to the rail in the mud, getting it done, and I'm going to be working hard to do that. I appreciate Texans all over the state stepping up and joining ranks with us.
Well, we need a call to action here. We need people to get campaign signs. We need people to donate money so you can get those going. You have campaign signs. You have bumper stickers. What can people do now to support you and make sure? And again, other libertarian, patriot-minded candidates for governor, for state legislature, for Senate, all over the country. We've got to take our local states back. That's the biggest solution. People want a solution. That's it. And regardless, running, win, lose, or draw, we educate people. What do you need my listeners to do?
We need contributions today. We really need contributions today. And every $20, $50, $7,500 contribution helps. You know, I'm not asking for the $10, $12, $14 million that Kay and Rick have, but we need money to run an effective campaign. If we want to win this thing, it means put your money where your mouth is, get out there and work hard. We need all the boots on the ground that we can get. We need dollars coming in. We are not going to stockpile that money. We are going to use it to win this race.
And you need coordinators in all 250-plus counties?
We've got volunteer coordinators in a lot of counties. We are running with a few state regional coordinators. Those are campaign staff level folks. We need a couple of more regional coordinators. We need to hire a couple more regional coordinators. We've got to have the money to do that. And then our regional coordinators are the go-to person for those.
What about Texas businesses that aren't globalist? You know, they've got to believe that and that they can support an alternative great candidate instead of going with one of the establishment prostitutes.
We can take endorsements from businesses. We can't take contributions from businesses.
But I'm at the individuals.
That's right. Individuals can help us. We need all that kind of help. We need help getting around the state. We need help with travel expenses. We need help with staff. We need endorsements and support. This is a little bit like a venture capital venture right now. It's high risk for people. And I think when I was told at that Manufacturers Association today that people were scared, that ought to be the biggest indictment against the current leadership.
The only risk is not resisting. The only risk is not getting involved and not standing up and going, oh, I got to go for one of the two big people, so I'll feel like I'm a winner. When you're going to get more of the same fake conservatism, pro-New World Order crap. People have got to support you. You are excellent right down the line.
Well, there's a fear by business that if they support this outside candidate, that they will feel the wrath of their government.
But see, that's special interest.
That's right.
See, that's tyranny. Oh, you're saying they're scared of being cracked down on
exactly.
If they don't pay the protection
that's
money.
That's right. And this is a free country. What happened to the free country? When your business lives in fear of the government, we've lost the republic.
Well, that shows how many cowardly men and women we've got owning these businesses that I'm afraid the government will get me or they'll crack down on me if I don't pay protection money, to where you got to pay the mafia to leave you alone, when you're saying you'll get rid of the mafia.
We've got a problem in Texas. We've got a problem all across the country. It's good. I say often, we call ourselves the land of the free, and we're not, and the home of the brave. It is going to take courage to bring us to, again, that place that our founders envisioned for us, a free constitutional republic. Texas has got to exhibit
right.
that courage. The whole country is looking to us for that leadership and courage. I'm proud to be out in front championing as your candidate that battle, and I need your support.
877-WE-TEXANS, 87, in fact, we'll zoom in on this card, Deborah Medina for Texas governor, 877-WE-TEXAS. Just 877-WETEXANS or 979-532-5551 if you want to coordinate, volunteer, donate money, donate time. It's all very valuable to the battle for this republic and our precious sovereign state. 877-WE-TEXAS, Texans. That's 877-WE-TEXANS or 979-532-5551. Or you can simply go to the website, MedinaForTexas.com. Again, that's MedinaForTexas.com. Contact at MedinaForTexas.com is the main contact email. Contact at MedinaForTexas.com. Or to schedule an event or interview, invite at MedinaForTexas.com. Sign up, network, donate, get involved. Ladies and gentlemen, Deborah Medina for Texas Governor, 877-WE-TEXANS or 979-532-5551. Let's jam in a final phone call or two here. Joe in Texas and then Mary. Go ahead, Joe. We were just with Joe. Mary in Texas, go ahead.
Medina, here in Amarillo, we want to support you, but I've got a quick question for you. What would you do to stop Agenda 21 that took place in 1992 with Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro, where the United Nations put forth a
comprehensive... She's saying she's against the whole New World Order takeover. She's an In the Fed Ron Paul coordinator.
Would she go on record saying she's not a Bilderberg and she would not support what Rick and Kay do?
I think I'm on record loud and clear in lots of places all over Texas saying I'm not a Bilderberger and I in no way support Rick and Kay.
Ma'am, I appreciate your call. You've got to look at someone's fruits. Rick Perry on record's an attendee. Kay Bailey is a head Bilderberg steering committee person. But their campaigns will run operations knowing people are awake to the New World Order, but not fully awake, saying you're all that. You're already seeing that. I don't think that lady was doing it on purpose. But here you are saying get rid of property taxes, defend the Second Amendment, control the borders. Here you are within the Fed rallies you've organized. And obviously she's running against them. Obviously you're not with them.
Correct. I mean, long before I was candidate for governor, I was out working in the Federal Reserve banking system. We're talking about sound currency for Texas. We're talking about building hedges between the federal intervention and the state of Texas to protect this economy from that One World Order initiative.
So you are against the One World Government. You're against the New World Order that Ban Ki-moon called for in the New York Times. You're against the global carbon tax.
I am for Texas state sovereignty, United States sovereignty. You cannot have it both ways. You can't be for state sovereignty and for those things you just mentioned. You can't be.
So long live the Republic?
Long live the Republic.
Death to the New World Order?
Yes, absolutely.
So you are against the globalists?
against the globalists.
But see, people also...
Our average Texans, stand up
people,
for Texas.
People also rationalize and say a candidate isn't perfect, so they don't have to stand up and get involved. I mean, it's kind of a... But listen, great listeners out there, get involved, support it. You're a great lady. I'm really impressed, Deborah, and I hope that we can have you when you're governor. Will you do that?
I would love to do that, Alex. Thank you.
God bless you. I'm going to go ahead and start calling you governor. We got to believe it for it to happen.
Right. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you so much. Retransmission starts now with all the key info on the streams at InfoWars.com. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar power generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Coast to coast and in your face. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.